Some of what you are about to hear might be deemed offensive by some people. If you are insulted by people arguing about the New England Patriots and pretty much anything else, or by subjects like... Some of what you are about to hear might be deemed offensive by some people. If you are insulted by people arguing about the New England Patriots and pretty much anything else, or by subjects like soap with a slot, gutter cleaners, people with big heads, Bilpolian, Egypt, wedge salads, and drilling for oil, you probably shouldn't listen to PFW in Progress. But if you do listen and hear something questionable, please do not be offended. We're just trying to entertain. In other words, some of the content of PFW in Progress may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
The following takes place between 12 p.m. and 2 p.m.
This is PFW in Progress.
Who's got the wiener schnitzel? Let's see, next we got roast beef au jus. Who's got the roast beef au jus? Last but not least, footlong. Who's got the footlong?
PFW in Progress.
Okay, gang, follow the rule. No humping, no pushing, no sniffing hind.
With Fred Kirsch.
Wool. Host, annual,
host,
host,
annual,
an annual,
annual,
annual meeting of,
the big one, International Preservation Society tomorrow night.
Paul Perillo.
Hey, I guess they're right. Senior citizens, although slow and dangerous behind the wheel, can still serve a purpose.
Don't you go dying on me.
And Andy. And Andy?
Nice set of Hooters you got there.
I beg your pardon?
The owls are
beautiful.
Andy Hart. Must have been calling us for weeks.
Why is that?
How the hell did they know that I got gas?
Eric Scalavino.
I can't feel my fingers anymore. They're numb.
Maybe you should wear these extra gloves. My hands are starting to get sweaty.
Extra gloves? You've had this pair of extra gloves this whole time?
Yeah. We're in the Rockies.
For now, anyway.
So you're telling me there's a chance?
Yeah! PFW in Progress.
You fellas been doing a bit of boozing, have you? Sucking back on Grandpa's old cough medicine?
Part of the Patriots Football Network.
Can I hear the most annoying sound in the world?
Yes! Yes!
Fellas, do you think we could listen to the radio or something?
Well, as Kramer once famously said on Seinfeld, Paul, we've lost the fat man and we're running lean.
I don't know in why this you case, have to say that.
The fat man is Fred, not you.
I was going to say, it makes no sense with Paul here.
Yeah, but, you know, Fred's kind of obese as well, so it applies.
So, in case you're wondering, yes, Eric thinks I'm obese.
Eric, Paul, Andy, Kevin's behind the glass. We have guests today, fellas, so
on our best
mind
behavior,
your manners
on our best behavior
and watch
today.
Your mouths,
why
especially
you.
Because you are want.
We have a lady in the room and a minor. She's how old are you? Rebecca, how old? 14?
Paul just made me uncomfortable.
No,
oh, really? Oh, that's okay then.
No, we might be able to throw a swear or two out there. It might be okay.
Well, you know, we already had some
David already gave us
expletives
okay.
Before the show, and, you know, David said it was okay.
Yeah, but not for me.
Guests from all the way across the pond.
And guests
well,
of
UK Patriots
Progress
fans.
Will receive.
Nothing.
A autographed copy of Patriots. An autographed PFW.
And you guys are here for the game, obviously, right? And taking a little holiday down on the Cape.
Do you want to get on the mic?
Sure. Yeah, throw the headphones on, Beck. So we actually met you guys last fall when we went to the London game.
Yeah, that's right. I met Andy and Eric.
Mm-hmm. Oh, funny. You didn't meet Paul? I'm the one who didn't mingle with the crowd.
I was
I'm
busy
just saying,
meeting every other guest
Exhibit
at the party,
A.
Other than David, evidently.
But that was a great time. That was great. It was very loud, so we didn't really get to talk to you guys all that much, but it looked like you guys were having a fun time there.
It was a fantastic weekend, full stop.
Yeah.
In all honesty, that was the highlight of the trip for me, that party. I thought it was great.
I loved
it. I'm being dead serious.
The VIP area was beautiful.
Andy loved the velvet ropes. He sat behind them all night.
Yeah, I had to usher you out for about 10 minutes so that you could...
Mingle.
Yeah, for, you know, at least make a cameo appearance.
There was one time that I wasn't around to get you a beer, obviously.
With
so.
As... What does the guy from BP call them? The small people? Or
right, yeah.
Unbelievable. But it is game day.
Yes.
And that's why they're
very
here.
Exciting.
That's why Dave and Rebecca
taking in the true Patriot Place experience, staying at the Renaissance, eating at the restaurants, going to the game.
But this isn't your first time here, right?
Rodeo?
No.
Actually, they're going to go to a rodeo this weekend, too.
Yeah, there's a rodeo in Barnstable over the weekend.
Really?
So that will be their first rodeo.
I've never been to a rodeo.
So why don't you go?
So it would be your first rodeo.
Yeah,
certainly.
Okay. Yeah. I've never been to a rodeo either.
But, David, you've been to other games before, right?
Yeah, we came to the Rams game in 2008. And then I came over with the UK Pats last year in December for the Panthers game.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm coming back again in October for the Vikings game. So.
Frequent flyer.
Yeah. Just
bouncing across the ocean.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Well, we got plenty to talk about today as we've had 2 days now of practices with the Saints. Bill Belichick called them, I believe, perhaps the most productive
he's ever been a part of.
That he's ever been a part of, which is saying quite a bit. The guy's been in the league 3.5 decades or more.
35 years.
Right.
100 practices a year.
And it all culminates tonight.
Wow, that shows you a real attention to detail that you were able to come up with the amount of practices per year like that.
About 100.
That was impressive.
Yeah. You say that kind of mockingly.
No, I don't.
No. Go. No, okay.
This is a kindler, gentler ball.
Right. Tonight, we actually have game action that we can look forward to for the first time this season. But I don't know how much better a gauge we're going to get on this team than what we've seen the past couple of days.
I agree. Well, you're actually going to see less of starters, quote unquote.
Right.
I mean, you're going to see a couple series from Drew Brees, Tom Brady.
Mm-hmm.
Sean Payton said 15 to 18 snaps for his starters
from
New Orleans. I'm sure Brady will be similar. You may not see Wes Welker at all when we saw him out on the
field. I would be surprised to see Welker.
So you're going
to
see more Brian
all.
Hoyer. You're going to see what we saw more of yesterday morning in the practice. We're
going
to see kind of the second and third team. A lot of Brian Hoyer, I would assume.
We were just saying, I don't think Welker is going to have too much action, if any, tonight.
I agree. I would be surprised to see him, but not shocked based on everything else we've seen with him, with regard to him going all the way back to the spring.
You can't be shocked by anything.
I agree.
And this would be the little bit, the first game, and then maybe he plays in the second
or something.
And
I continue to read comments. There was a big piece in the Boston Globe today that Albert Breer wrote, talking to the trainer. I'm not sure the guy's name. I forget the guy's name. I apologize. But there was the individual who was in charge, basically, of Welker's rehab, also was in charge of Tom Brady's last year.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a blow-by-blow, step-by-step thing. And they continue to use the same. The goal is to be ready for week one of the regular season. So
Welker said that on ESPN with
Adam
Schefter.
I'd be very surprised to see him tonight. But, again, based on his availability in all the team periods, a full participant in all of that kind of work. He has gotten hit. I wouldn't say he's really gotten tackled. He's gotten hit, and there's a difference.
Right. Mayo had probably the hardest hit that he took
a couple of days. My guess is that they'll continue to play it cautiously with him. That would be my course of action as well. So I don't think we'll see him tonight, but I think we'll see a lot of other people for at least a short period of time.
Yeah, and there's no shortage of interesting areas to sort of analyze because you've got the left guard spot, which is now down to its third and fourth string guys competing for the starting job there. You've got the outside linebackers, which just by their sheer numbers, those guys have all of them have a very legitimate chance now of making the roster.
Yeah,
because you just need bodies there on that position. Inside linebacker next to Mayo is going to be an interesting one to watch. We've seen Spikes get a majority of the reps in most recent practices, but Tyrone McKenzie's still in there. Gary Guyton injured, probably won't see him at all tonight because he hasn't suited up of late. Rookie Dane Fletcher has gotten a lot of run, got some good pub from the head coach about his development so far. You've got the young cornerbacks opposite Lee Bodden, who we also probably won't see tonight because he's been injured.
No, I wouldn't expect to see Bodden tonight after missing the last maybe week at this point of training camp.
Every layer of the defense, actually, from defensive line all the way back to the secondary, I think there are areas where it's going to be interesting to see how the players perform because there are so many new or changing components to all of those.
Yeah, there's new starters in all three levels, and injuries have become a part of all three levels as well. You know, the defensive line has probably been the hardest hit with Ty Warren, you know, and some other guys who haven't been on the field yet. But then you have Gary Guyton, an inside linebacker who appeared to be the guy that was starting next to Gerard Mayo. He hasn't been out there. And then you mentioned Bodden already. Mm-hmm. So there's been injuries. There are going to be new players mixed in and some young guys. And how it all fits in is going to be, I think, one of the more intriguing elements of the entire preseason, and we start that tonight.
And I know Andy's excited about the offense because he gets to finally see his new boyfriend.
G-Force.
Yep. Rob Gronkowski in action along with Aaron Hernandez, the other rookie tight end that they drafted. We get to see Paul's favorite veteran tight end, Algie Crumpler.
I actually like Algie Crumpler.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Talked to him a couple of times, come away very impressed with him. And I think for what they're going to ask him to do, I think he'll be a solid addition. I don't expect him to be targeted, 55, 60 times this year. I think he'll catch 10, 15, 20 passes, maybe. I might be stretching it there. But he'll provide.
Not as much as his belt is stretching.
He'll provide leadership.
Yours, by the way.
The team has talked about his professionalism, and he has caught everything thrown his way.
I'm sorry, football right now, straight and narrow.
This is what we do. It's game day, Andy.
He's too busy stuffing his face over there. Did you bring enough for everybody else?
No.
You don't have anything?
I do, actually.
You always bring a bag of food.
Because I brought your lunch when you came in. I thought I saw your lunch because I just ordered a lunch
myself.
Did.
No, I did. I'm good. Our guests, though, don't have any lunch. Do you?
No, we're fine.
Where are you going?
Sure.
You're going to go out for lunch. Where are you going to go?
I don't know. We'll
Five Guys?
Good burger.
Nah. Go
Five
to Davio's.
Davio's. Yeah, the CBS scene.
Are you still jet lagged at all? Did the time change affecting you yet?
No, we're just boring them.
No. To be honest, we
liked that one.
We tried to stay awake as long as we could last night to get on.
Did you?
To US time, we managed to last till around 10 o'clock. By that time, we were
it's not bad.
Completely.
It's a lot later than I usually stay
I
up. Anyway,
I'm always out.
I'm completely lights out by that point.
How is the Renaissance? Nice.
Yeah, we got a really good room looking over Gillette on the fifth floor. And
So they don't have any of those shields up there, so you can't
see practice?
I think they actually built trees so you could to stop that, right?
Built trees?
Yeah. Why don't you build her a cake or something?
Webradio at patriots.com is the email address, 508-543-7482, the phone number. We already have emails coming in about the start of the show because we started a little bit late.
That's because
had
Fred's
a little bit of audio
here.
Trouble.
Listen, when Fred's not here,
but Fred doesn't run the board.
No,
he
it's
runs
because
the show.
Steve is here.
He runs the show.
He's
it's
yet to start a show
Fred.
Without a problem.
Right, said
now, did
Fred.
Listeners hear that?
I think so because our friend Juve, the juvenile.
Because then the Open lied because the Open said the noise from Dumb and Dumber was
the most
annoying
noise.
The noise he played by accident earlier was much more annoying.
I didn't play that noise. Replay C played that noise.
Oh yeah, passing the buck.
He's blaming
passing the buck once again.
Inanimate objects.
So Juve writes in, it's the 12:08 p.m. show. Do you guys
That's
know?
That's not my fault either. I was here 15
sure.
minutes early.
Right.
We'll
okay.
still be stopping
this
at 1:52.
Unbelievable.
Juve wants
passing
to know if the game is on NFL Network tonight.
It is at midnight, I believe. Midnight Eastern.
The replay?
Time. Yes, the replay.
Okay, so wherever you are, Juve, do
is
the...
Is that right, Phil?
He just shakes his head. He's going to check that for you.
Yeah, I believe it's midnight Eastern time, NFL Network. Obviously, in the Boston area, it's on. It's 7:30.
Locally, 7:30, yep. On
time
will
be in Chiba.
WBZ affiliates. I don't know what Chiba.
Our friend from Chiba wrote in, actually. We'll get to his email in a minute. But Juve continues, I'm ready to see our team and hopefully a lot of improvements. I know it's preseason, but it's a lot better than watching that crappy game last Sunday night, Dallas and the Bengals. They both suck. You guys rock, Juve. But, yeah, it is. It's going
to
be.
Not willing to put this game in any better or worse category than any other preseason game,
no,
by the way.
But
now,
you
guys were talking about all the competition and the young players.
Yeah.
Is that going to blur the lines between first group and guys getting a series or two? I mean, Brady, Randy Moss, Gerard Mayo, Vince Wilfork. They'll get their series or two. But don't you think Devin McCourty could get first series, second series,
and
third series,
the,
fourth
yeah.
series, fifth series?
Yeah.
You know, Cunningham, Rob Ninkovich. Gronkowski, Hernandez.
It's going to be hard to tab.
It won't be this dramatic. 11 guys, and then a new 11 guys, and then a new 11 guys.
And Eric is right, especially on defense.
Because the fine line between
starter and third teamer is, you know, they're colliding. I couldn't tell you at some positions the differentiation between first team and third team.
Well, and I think we've kind of seen some of that already in the practices where we would look out there and we would say, oh, look at that. Sergio Brown's getting some run with Vince Wilfork. But then we look and there's some other reserves on the on the other side. Or
just
along the line, along the, in
Tully
the linebackers
Vance,
group.
And X.
Right.
I can't tell you if Woods, Ninkovich, Cunningham, who the next guy
Morrell.
Is.
We've
and Morrell.
Morrell, yeah.
You know, if he's recovered, I just making sure he's feeling okay.
Still a pet peeve, huh?
You get carted off, I think you miss time.
But I still say, I think we need to go back and check
last
year's.
Well, then he's a bigger
friend of the show than I think he is.
Poodle? Hi. Is that what you were going to say?
Yes, Poodle.
Uh-huh.
Let's go with Poodle.
Okay. But, yeah, I think I remember Mankins getting dehydrated, falling to the ground.
I remember that.
And I think they took him out on a cart. And I think he was back the next day. I could be wrong. Maybe he took a practice off, but I seem to remember that he was back.
Maybe it's different with heat exhaustion. Maybe they have a specific rule. As soon as you show any signs, you have to ride a cart, kind of like when they make you leave the hospital in a wheelchair, even if you say, I feel fine.
Right.
Maybe it's a rule for that. I don't know, but I don't like it.
Sam in Chicago, I have a theory. All the audio problems as of late are not Jimmy's? Sean's? The new guy's behind the glass. It's Tacoma's revenge on Doc.
Well, he was actually here.
He'll be back later, I think. Before Tacoma left, he sabotaged a few levels/wires here and there as a nod in Doc's direction. He's laughing in Alexandria as we speak. Actually, no, he's laughing right here in Foxborough and in the stadium.
He just won't
go here away. He goes. Now
that
he's got to get back on.
Delay to the show, too.
No, I was going to tell you, Paul, the replay tonight on NFL Network is at 11 p.m.
Oh, 11. Okay. Yeah.
Oh.
I'm glad that we checked that.
Okay.
And I did want to update the discussion
away.
Of 3D for the Patriots-Giants game.
Yes.
Apparently it's
New
not
York
just
market?
In the New York market, as Doc told me. It's
never,
in both markets.
Never
it'll be available
him.
In New England and in New York. You'll be if you have an HDTV.
How many people
and
have
Fios,
all
I mean,
that,
a 3D TV and Fios. I don't know, 7.
I was going to say, I mean, that's a great thing to promote, but how many people are actually going to be able to take advantage of it?
Enough so that both Comcast and Fios now have 3D channels. If you go to Comcast, I forget which number it is, but it just says ESPN 3D and Comcast 3D. So it's kind of like the early days of HD where there were a few channels.
339, I want to say.
Somewhere in
like
there,
that.
Yeah.
334,
but
maybe.
A lot of TVs are coming with 3D. I don't know that people are specifically getting it for the 3D, but the new high-end TVs have it.
I know you're going to call me, old man, but I just have no interest in 3D.
No one does.
I don't.
It's a passing gift.
Not for movies, especially not for television.
Let's go to the fans, the voice of the fans. We have two. Any interest in 3D home television?
The thing is, they just got everybody to buy into HD TVs.
Right.
Now they want everybody to scrap the HD TV
right.
and buy 3D TVs.
But what's even worse to me is you have to wear glasses. You're like changing your viewing experience.
The tangible benefit to me is not anywhere near as great
right.
as it would be for HD.
It's weird in the UK because they're pushing the soccer games and they've got sports bars kitted out with 3D TVs. So you walk into the sports bar and there's a whole lot of guys standing there with beers with glasses on.
Yeah, that's weird.
It's weird. It really
Plus,
is.
Those are called beer goggles. Funny. Oh, no, that was something else.
It makes me feel funny, too. I don't like wearing the glasses. I don't either.
Eric, you thought you were going to get criticized. I think we're all with you on this one.
Yeah. It's a passing fad.
But it was a kind of a fad when we were kids. You'd go to every once
Which
in a while.
Which we are you talking about in this room?
All of us, because you're an old man, too. You're in your 30s.
I'm a youngster.
You're in your 30s.
You're a youngster.
I'm not in the same generation as you guys. You guys are old and bald.
I'm in my 30s. You're in your 30s.
You're in the same generation.
You're in your late 30s. I'm in my early 30s. Very early 30s.
Still in the same decade, my friend.
Oh, that's what Paul says for like that 1 month a year.
But that's really the case with him. He's in another decade.
We're within a decade of each other for
about
25 days.
Yeah, I just have no, I don't
waiting
know.
For an email said, Paul, you're really not ever within a decade. Right. Thanks.
I thought it was a good idea when they did it here at Showcase Live as an experience.
As a gimmick.
You go, you get, you're in a theater, you have your glasses. It's
right.
a one-time event. You know, maybe whatever, for Super Bowls, do parties. But I'm not going to watch TV in 3D. It's just, I don't get it.
I don't know.
Waste of effort by everybody involved.
I don't like it. Speaking of TV, though, Renee from Haverhill takes a little bit of a swipe at Kevin to begin with. What the hell's going on? Talk, music, now dead air. Anyway, we're back on the
annoying
air.
Annoying noise.
Did you guys see the Hard Knocks show last night? Would love to see them do the show about the Patriots. Any
no
likelihood?
Chance.
No chance.
Zero. Less than zero.
No chance. Not while this guy is coaching.
Maybe in the post-Belichick era.
No chance with Belichick, I would say, but I forgot that was on
Me
last
too.
Night.
Was that the premiere?
Yes. Yeah.
They had one little episode that was like a teaser that I saw, and this was the first real training camp episode.
Did you happen to see, as long as we bring up the Jets, some of the comments that Rex Ryan had, his big thing? He got up at the press conference yesterday and talked about his solution. You know, what we need to do is, you know, we need to get Darrell in here. We need to get, you know, we'll get Mr. Johnson. This is what we'll do. We'll get Mr. Johnson. We'll get all the representatives that Darrell wants. We'll get the entire team in here, and we'll hash it out. We'll make an offer, and that way there'll be no he said, she said. It's all out on the table. It's all out in the open. Everybody, you know, it was really a rambling, bizarre kind of a reaction. And he has been
– Is he under the influence at all?
To this point, he has been very – Revis is a special player. That's – you know, he's maintained that. You know, this is a guy who kind of makes our defense run, and he does this. He's the best at this. He's, you know, a great player. It was funny because I caught this last night on NFL Live. They played this at the beginning, and Teddy was on, Teddy Bruschi. And I got the impression that Bruschi was working a bit as a double agent. He's like saying, hey, look, it's the Jets doing all the talking. Woody Johnson was out there. Now Rex Ryan is talking. Darrell Revis has kept his mouth shut through this whole thing. He wants a contract. He hasn't said anything. Good for Darrell Revis. He deserves the money. And I'm thinking, really, Teddy?
That's the player.
That's how you think?
That's the old player talking.
And I'm like, that's great double agent talk. And, you know, and evidently now Revis has passed those deadlines. He's cost himself about $20 million, I guess, in money.
$20 million?
Yeah. And possibilities. He loses the year.
$20 million?
You know that date in August that you lose the year of free agent? That we've passed that. So he, if he doesn't sign his contract and come back, he loses the year and all
Wait,
this stuff.
How does he Wait. Lose $20 million?
I don't know the details of his contract. I'm just telling you what they said last night.
I thought he only made like 30 cents. That was the whole problem.
I don't know what the parameters of his deal were. That's Trey Wingo, Teddy Bruschi, and Mike Schlereth. If people have the details, I'm sure Strippers does. He'll probably write in.
$20 million?
Yeah.
So then.
Well, possibly. Not like a $20, not an option bonus that just passed by that he didn't get or anything like that.
Future money.
Yeah.
You mean.
Yeah. That's the way I took it anyway. But
so,
I don't
then,
know the,
so then our prediction that he's going to be in
I think
in uniform for week one is probably a lot more legitimate now if he stands to lose that kind of money.
No, if he passed
I think
it,
he just,
why would he?
Think,
now
yeah,
there's
think,
no reason to come back.
I think now
if you
it's
lost
a greater
money.
Chance of him not being.
Yeah,
in
it's gone.
Now
I would have shown up the day before I lost now, 20
million. Because the urgency
lies now. Now he figures just.
Yeah. Well, I got nothing to lose.
I got nothing else to lose.
Right, and the urgency now right, I think
I
lies with the Jets.
Yeah.
He's called your bluff. He's passed these deadlines, and now he showed you I'm willing to sit out. And very interesting. You know, I caught Charlie Cash.
And you don't.
On
I'm
local,
sorry. You don't think he did that by accident?
Oh God, no. No.
Not like he just happened, like his agent said, I screwed up.
No.
You should have, you know.
You know, and I haven't read a whole lot about this, so that's, you know, it's one of the reasons why I don't know exactly what the $20 million parameters were. But I did catch our old friend, Belichick's old friend, Casually, on the radio talking about it. And evidently he is represented by one of his advisors is Sean Gilbert, first of all, who has done this. He's been
right.
down this
yep.
road. He sat out a whole year,
right.
forfeited a year of free agency and all that. He called their bluff. Casualty was heavily involved with that. He was Redskins GM at the time. They didn't think he was going to sit out, and they made him an offer they thought was fair. He didn't take it. He sat out, and then he ended up leaving the following year for a big money deal in Carolina. And the people that he is with in general have a history of representing guys that have really put their foot on the throat of the organization. So I don't think this is a phony, false bravado kind of stance by Revis. I think it's a very big concern for the Jets. And obviously, good news, as Fred talked about last week, good news for the Patriots.
We actually predicted that all this stuff was going to start happening to them.
We actually said
months
the,
ago.
They said on the NFL Network last night that the agent for Revis was actually Jackson's agent at San Diego as well.
Oh, Stephen Jackson.
And
Vincent Jackson.
Yeah. And he's actually said the same thing, that he's
yeah.
quite prepared to sit out a whole
Whereas
season.
Whereas Merriman,
Merriman,
I believe,
Merriman,
was
I guess,
showing
is
up
coming
today.
In today.
Yeah.
Hmm. Which I wondered if that had something to do with a possible trade. I actually, that kind of had my ears perked up when I heard that he was
That he would report so that he could
Maybe he's signing
sign
the
and
tender
trade.
So he can get traded. And then,
could be.
You know, we'll see if could he's be. A Patriot. I don't know.
All right.
Stranger things have happened.
Paul just throwing stuff out there now.
Stranger things have happened.
Christian's on the phone. What's up?
That's the best.
Christian, you there?
Hey, guys. What's up?
How you doing, buddy?
All right. What's happening?
It's game day. That's what's happening.
I can't wait. I'm so glad.
What's happening?
And you're also killing the blog, by the way. Great job.
Thank you.
I feel like I'm there every day. It's unbelievable. It's great. I wish I could get down there to a training camp. I'm going to try. Well, there's not that many days left either. I mean,
Sunday and Monday.
Better make it quick, unless you want to fly down to Atlanta.
Better make it quick.
Can you get down to Atlanta on Tuesday?
I can barely get down to Foxborough, so who knows? I doubt it. You guys definitely will not be disappointed by Hard Knocks. Probably the most entertaining hour of TV I've seen in a while.
Really?
Nice.
And I will leave it at that.
I don't get HBO.
Well,
that's the problem.
You can probably go and grab clips, I think, from probably the site or something, because it was... What? I hate the Jets. I absolutely hate the Jets, but it was unbelievable.
What was the most extraordinary thing that happened or was said?
The whole thing with Revis. And you'll see, after you watch that episode, you'll come away thinking Revis will never play it down for the Jets again.
Really?
Put it to you that way.
Interesting.
That's how crazy it was with not so much Rex, but more with Tannenbaum and Johnson. And there's a scene where Tannenbaum goes for a meeting and he comes back from it, and there's like a whole thing. And I don't want to ruin it for you.
Did they talk to Revis?
They did, but they didn't show it on camera. They went to some like obscure meeting place in the middle of like upstate New York, and then all they did was film Tannenbaum on the ride to, and then him commenting, and then they filmed Tannenbaum on the ride back from the meeting and him commenting about
it. That's tremendous.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and it was, you know, Rex Ryan obviously stole the show, and every other word was an F-bomb, pretty much.
Really?
Oh, yeah, and let's see, who else? Bart Scott was actually really good.
Did he throw flags at anybody?
Bart Scott? No, he just, they showed a clip of him calling Mark Sanchez a nacho.
All right, that's enough of Bart Scott on HBO.
Yeah,
yep.
Exactly. But it was like I said, I don't want to ruin it for you, but Len, I hate the Jets. I absolutely hate the Jets.
So let me get this straight. You don't like the Jets.
No, I hate the Jets. But no, it was really.
I really wish you'd be more honest when you called this show, Christian.
Hey, listen, you know, you gotta. That's what you gotta do. That's where I get paid the big bucks.
I hate the Jets too. I hate but, all things New York.
Same here. But you'll love the show. You won't be disappointed.
I'll catch that in rerun this weekend, hopefully.
Yep, definitely. What are you guys looking for tonight?
G-Force.
And what
Getting
about...
H-Bomb. Well, that's gone, so...
That's not happening, Paul.
No, all the young receivers. Yeah. I'm intrigued by not just when
all
they're
the
on
new
the field
parts
with Brady,
in general.
But... Yeah, I'm not all feeling the... as good about the new parts.
There's a lot to watch tonight. There's a lot to watch.
You know, the receiving situation is probably the most glamorous. I agree with Andy. The tight ends, even Tate and Price, wide receivers, that's probably the most glamorous thing to watch.
Because it could be good. Mm-hmm. I feel like on the other side, I'm waiting for that NASCAR wreck that's going to kill somebody.
All right. Well, but, see, again, I don't know why you got to be so negative.
Yeah, I wasn't until they practiced with the Saints the other morning and got their butts handed to them.
But I'm going to play the role of Fred Kirsch here and say that, you know, unlike most first preseason games, when, you know, most people tune in to see those first couple of series and then the starters leave and then they tune out, you almost have to stay and watch this whole game because, as you were saying before, Paul, those guys who are second and third on a normal team are going to be part of the mix most likely. So you need to actually see who's going to be contributing to your team this year, good or bad.
Yep.
You need to see
it. I agree.
The problem with that is when the Saints guys leave, I don't really care about what happens after that.
But yes, I agree.
I agree with you. Those guys, I think a lot of those young guys will still be out there for the Patriots, but if they're not playing against players that I think they'll be playing against on a weekly basis.
But again, on offense, I think you can keep watching because it's just, can the guy run? No, I'm talking about Tate. You know, can he run a route? Can he be where he's supposed to be? Can he catch the ball once it's thrown? All that stuff. Defensively, you're right. Once, you know, Devin McCourty is covering somebody I've never heard of, that's not valuable to me.
Thanks.
All right.
All right,
who was that?
What happened there, Christian?
A little interaction there.
Little interference at the office.
Was that a lady friend?
What kind of interaction?
Lady friend?
Hey! Listen, there's too many guys here. Too many questions. I gotta go.
All right.
Beaver Stadium.
Wow! He had a lady friend.
Wow!
Don't ask too many questions.
Busy lunch break for Christian.
Dick Stadium.
Did we just get him in trouble?
I think we might have. So on that note, I think we'll take a quick break. We've got a lot of emails, and we'll get to more of them and your phone calls after this.
When the boss says it.
For those that want Patriot Talk when other talk radio stations are talking other stuff, go to patriots.com and listen to PFW in Progress.
You have to do it. PFW in Progress on American Airlines Patriots.com radio. When the boss says it.
For those that want Patriot Talk when other talk radio stations are talking other stuff, go to patriots.com and listen to PFW in Progress.
You have to do it. PFW in Progress on American Airlines Patriots.com radio. When the boss says it.
For those that want Patriot Talk when other talk radio stations are talking other stuff, go to patriots.com and listen to PFW in Progress.
You have to do it. PFW in Progress on American Airlines Patriots.com radio.
So, Pat, what time does our flight get in? It
says here American Air.
Everything because you have one of those smartphones.
What's wrong? Jealous because I can check AA.com, get flight info, gates and times, pretty much anything flight related?
I like to keep it simple. You know, that's how I roll. I'm old school. So I travel with one of these.
Brian, that's a cordless phone.
Right. No cord.
From your home.
That's right.
How's that working out for you?
To be honest, the range is somewhat limited. But only when I travel.
Find all the flight info you need for the big game or the big meeting at aa.com/mobile. We know why you fly. We're American Airlines.
Hey, Brian, it's Dad. I heard you won Patriot season tickets for life. Maybe we could grab a game together.
Who's this again?
It's Dad.
What kind of joke is this? You're not my dad.
No, I'm pretty sure I'm your dad.
Yeah, third one today. Okay. Dad, tell me, when's my birthday?
Oh, come on, Bri. You won Patriot season tickets for life. You want to talk about your birthday?
I'm hanging up.
Don't hang up on your father.
Oh, yeah. They'll be coming out of the woodwork once they find out you won season tickets for life on the New England Patriots instant game. You could also win $1 million instantly, plus a boatload of other great prizes.
I could do one of those quick adoptions. We could go to the game together, talk about the old days.
We don't have old days.
Good point.
Bye, Daddy.
Pick up the new Patriots instant game from the Mass State Lottery, masslottery.com.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Rock the Plaza every Saturday and Sunday, to the Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday, to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop. Dine. Enjoy.
Here's what PFW in Progress would sound like if we had a bleep button.
This offense has completely turned the corner to me. Against an average defense, they're going to put points on the board, and I think you have a better chance of doing that in Miami than you do in the Meadowlands.
I just want to have another
in
chance
January.
To beat the Jets. Oh, God.
But they have another chance to beat you.
So what? Don't
see,
be
it's a
I'm not afraid of that. Unbelievable.
Come on, guys. You know you can't say on Patriots.com radio, and you call yourselves professionals.
Especially can't say it today because we have fine guests in the studio.
And we're being studied.
It's that strange
right.
dynamic that we have that we're on the air and have no idea who's listening. And we feel like
right.
you could say
so anything. We don't care.
We have a guest.
Makes it more personal.
Oh, we got to be on our best behavior today.
We do.
We have a young lady in the room.
It's the second show in a row now we've had a guest in studio. Jason and Sheba was here the other day, and he writes in, just wanted to thank you again for having me on the show. It was great to see the digs, see practice, kind of get a feel for how the show works, my first look at the stadium, etc. You guys got a pretty accurate picture of how I listened to the show, giggling to myself and getting weird looks from people. I know it was hard on you having me there, Doc for having to come pick me up slash deal with me, Andy because he's uncomfortable with people, so I'm grateful. Something I didn't get to say on the show, as was too poodle to say in front of everyone else outside of practice covering the team, but thought you ought to hear, you guys really are the only opinions worth having on the Pats. I do occasionally sound mean in my emails, and not that I don't mean those things, at least in jest, but that's my real feeling on the matter. Keep it up. Jason in Chiba, Japan.
Thank you, Jason.
A lot of hostility there from Jason.
That's fine. Well, we all can be hostile in our own way at the certain times, you know.
Look
you.
At you and I at the beginning of the last show.
Or when you meet you a woman at a
at
store.
In the checkout line.
And fight a brawl. Jockeyer for position.
Or in the elevator here at the stadium.
Well, that's different. That's really
no, love. That's a love connection.
That's just so wrong. It's not even worth it.
You have a lady
it
friend. It's okay. We all need flings.
Yeah.
There's a lot to love. What?
I would have a very hard time flinging.
We
that.
Just wanted to, you know, go out, do it quickly, and come back.
Oh, nice. God. Kenneth.
It's nice
maybe
what
she's
you
saying
say.
The same thing about you to her friends.
I could always eat your salad.
All right. Webradio at patriots.com, 508-543-7482. Kenneth in New Mexico. With Mankins gone, I've been worried about the offensive line. Then after picking up my NFL Rewind subscription for the year, so I can see all the Patriots games out here in New Mexico, though not live, I randomly decided to watch last year's Week 10 game against the Jets. In that game, we had both LeVar and Connolly playing on the line, with Light out all game and Vollmer out for part of it. After watching the game, I was a bit less worried about the line. However, it did remind me of our constant problem last year, finishing games. The Patriots rarely finished games last year and had a very hard time scoring in the third and fourth quarters. Are you seeing anything in training camp that tries to address this issue from last year, maybe extended endurance exercises? And with us being thin at outside linebacker and Schobel looking either to retire or play with the Texans, is there anyone out there for us to bring in who'd be worth a shot? I'm not looking for anyone great, just a body that can play in the NFL because it sounds like we're going to need that right now. That's Kenneth in New Mexico. So first question, finishing games?
Yes, more options. The more options you have,
particularly the rookie tight ends.
You don't have to throw to Kevin Faulk, Randy Moss, and Wes Welker. If you have options 4, 5, and 6, it's harder to defense. If you have Gronkowski, Hernandez, Edelman, Tate, whoever they are, if two of them develop into legitimate options, you're better.
Great cash, homie.
To finish. Defense, I have no idea.
I agree, and just to piggyback on that point, also, if you have
those... going to say?
If you have those options...
That point's going to take a beating.
What point? Oh, with Paul piggybacking on top?
Getting
okay,
it,
Perosi.
Getting it from his
side
rim
shot.
Really just too much.
You're so, never mind. It's too late. It's too late.
Okay, go ahead.
Who urinated in his Cheerios today?
It's the chair, Paul. It's the chair.
Now we can't say pissed?
I don't know. I was on my best behavior.
Continue your point.
Anyway,
then I'm
going to
ask
your
point. I bet you she could teach us a few things.
Well, that's
British
what,
high school slang,
well, that
bad
was,
words.
Well, that's yep. what I was talking
we
about.
Can't,
that's what
we can't
say. Them.
We can't say bugger, right? We can't say that.
I don't know.
Right? We're not
okay,
supposed to say that.
Okay, let's skip Paul's point. It's not that interesting.
That
let's go right to
Becky. Chuckle, by the way.
Give me a slang word that is big in British high schools that's not very nice.
Aside from bugger.
Oh. Go ahead.
Thinking about it.
No, don't think too hard.
If you were mad at a friend, what
right.
would you call her?
What would you say?
Really mad. Get your finger on the button.
I think you're embarrassing her. You're putting her on the spot.
All right. Well,
think about it.
We'll give
back
her time. Yeah, we'll give her time to think,
way to
and
go,
we'll come
Andy.
Back. We'll give you
way
give
to
time.
Go, Andy.
All right. So Paul,
I'm
you
always
were
trying to expand my horizons and learn things. We have a guest from another culture.
That's what
I want to experience
your
the culture.
Horizons with.
Right.
He's got to start somewhere. At least he's trying.
Rudy Eric level. I want the real down and dirty culture.
All right. Anyway,
Paul forgot his point.
Thank God.
No, but Andy's point about the added options, I think that also late in games, if you're trying to close it out, I think they have the opportunity to have personnel on the field that you can do both running and passing. We talked a lot about
Edelman,
the personnel dictating what they did last year.
Right.
You know, It's time to run the football in the fourth quarter. Here comes Sam Aikin as the running wide receiver.
Aikin and Stanback run on with Maroney.
You know, with Chris Baker and Benjamin Watson. Well, now I think you can have guys on the field and not necessarily dictate to the opponent what you're going to do. That, in turn, may help you be able to run the ball a little bit more effectively when you're trying to close out a game.
Your point before about the fact that we're going to be seeing a lot of our lesser guys who might be starters against the Saints who aren't going to be starters?
Sean is reacting
to that point.
Was there a second question we never answered?
There is, but I just wanted to throw that in while I thought of it. Sean says he disagrees because he says if Butler or McCourty gets smoked by a Saints third-string receiver, it means a lot.
Well, yeah.
I agree.
It's kind of a good point there.
So the negative
means
a lot.
I agree. Yeah. I tend to focus on the positive, and I'm seeing those guys shut down the Saints third-stringers.
Right.
If they're getting beaten by the third-stringers.
Sure.
Yeah. Now, Sean's point is absolutely dead on. That's a major, major concern.
Kenneth's other question was about outside linebacker, Schoble, anybody worth picking up at this point?
Ellis, Agunlier, the same people that have been out there are still available.
I would be willing to take a shot on whoever that guy. Now, they had Agunlier in by all accounts. If he was just not ready physically, like they worked him out and they just said he can't hold up. Somebody who can hold up physically, anybody, I don't care. Anybody with NFL experience, I think they need to bring in, whoever they deem that to be.
To move ahead of Marcus Moreau with zero career starts and
sacks. I don't mean that disrespectfully. Even if those guys still start,
you just
need more bodies in here. You need more guys who have played at an NFL level at that spot.
Adalys Thomas is still available.
He is. Really. I mean,
I'm
a little bit surprised at that, though. I really thought by now he would be in a camp.
I agree with you, Eric. I can't believe that no one picked him up. Yeah. I didn't think the Jets would, by the way. We talked about that. The Jets didn't need him.
No, but you thought there was a chance they would just as a role player. Right, and to stick it to
Rex
the Patriots.
Ryan, I can use him for these six plays a game and stick it.
So, no chance that he comes back here.
I am surprised that he doesn't have a job.
Less than zero.
But I'm just surprised that he would swallow his pride.
I mean.
Right.
What a story that would be. We talked about that.
Well, if he came back?
Media tent, if they ever just said, you know what?
No chance.
Don't have anybody.
Willie McGinnis.
We have to sign somebody.
How would that? Could you imagine what that phone call would be like?
Oh, you thought I was serious about
first
that?
First of all, I think Nick would have to make it.
Exactly. We were just kidding. We didn't really mean all that stuff.
If I knew I would get released if I said to ask Bill, he's got all the answers, I never would have said that.
Interesting point here by Roosevelt. Doesn't say where.
He's available.
He could be. Could be.
Sayow, we're going to move him to the outside.
Oh, God. Gentlemen, why is no one talking about Ty Warren? He failed to attend the offseason program and showed up out of football shape, two practices, and he went down with injuries. What's up with that?
I think that's
a little unfair to Ty to say that
he was
wasn't
on the
in
field,
shape.
So he was in football
he was
shape.
In football he passed the physical, passed the conditioning
right.
run,
passed and then got injured.
Exactly.
And people are talking about him, and most specifically Bill Belichick,
right.
who brought him up. And what I thought probably is the most noteworthy soundbite of the entire camp so far when Bill talked about Nick Cashier and Ty Warren being further medically evaluated. And that's a major concern.
The whole show on Tuesday talking about
that's a major concern. That's a guy that one of the five or six, depending on what you thought, guys that you plugged in as automatic starters on defense now, certainly up in the air.
Turn my mic off there for a second. Sorry.
Maybe it's just that seat.
Might be.
Blah, 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 blah.
Marcus in D.C., we were talking about Hard Knocks and the Jets earlier. I watched the Hard Knocks episode, and all I can say is that it made me want the Patriots to beat the snot out of the Jets even more. I will have to admit that Rex Ryan is a very funny character, but the fact that he keeps talking about the Jets as the 2010 Super Bowl champions and how they will be the most physical team, the team with the most wins, and the team that would beat every other team in the league, even if both plays at their absolute best, just gets me riled up. I can't wait for week two. P.S., Revis lost the $20 million because it was guaranteed in year four, but because it didn't show up, he didn't show up, he forfeits the money. Doesn't really provide too much of a clarification, though.
And they didn't.
Still don't really.
In his defense, the email's defense, I watched probably the same thing he's talking about. They didn't provide much more detail than that either.
But what I don't understand
is, I got the impression that it was a known story that I just didn't know the details of.
He was like the 17th pick in the draft, right? Somewhere in that range?
Yeah, middle of the round, 15 maybe.
How does he have a contract that's big enough where $20 million of it gets
in year
eliminated?
Four?
Like, what's the total value of that contract?
That's a good point.
I mean, what was the total value of Gerard Mayo's contract as the 10th pick in the draft?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I just was doing some research on Sean Witherspoon because we're playing Atlanta next week, and I'm getting ready to do some preview stuff. I want to say that he signed a $19.5 million contract. He was the 19th pick.
That's why that doesn't really make much sense.
Yeah, there's something more to that. And that's not the emailer's fault. They were vague last night on that show in talking about that. The emailer's right. There's something to that that I don't – they passed it off as if it were common knowledge. And maybe it is among, you know, the Adam Schefters of the world and all those people. But I haven't been reading chapter and verse of the Darrell Revis situation.
Hmm. Something stinks.
All right. Back to the phones. We go, John in L.A.
A lot of phone calls, a lot of emails.
Yeah, we do. It's game day, Paul. Come on. It's game day. Got to get your game face on. What's up, John?
Hey, guys.
How you doing? Good. Good.
I'm wondering if you guys – have you guys talked about Jermaine Cunningham at all today?
Not yet. A little
bit. What do we see? I'm a little depressed about how little I'm hearing, you know, just in general conversation with you guys and on the blog about him. It makes me think that he's not showing too much.
I agree. You should be.
Yeah.
Who? Well, Jermaine Cunningham.
Oh. I mean, we have the comparison that I would go with is Jermaine Cunningham is notable because Derek Burgess didn't show up. Otherwise, Derek Burgess would be the presumed starter, right?
Right.
Correct.
Now you have an open slot. Well, the presumed starter at inside linebacker went down with an injury, Gary Guyton, and since that very moment, Brandon Spikes has been next to Jerod Mayo.
There's been no rotating every rep since then.
So. I don't see Tyrone McKenzie rotating
through.
That's
a fair point.
But I still see Marcus Morrell. I still see Rob Ninkovich. I've not seen good signs from Jermaine Cunningham. John, just my own observations, he looks a lot like Derek Burgess. I've seen him just dancing with the right tackle when he rushes from that side.
And coincidentally, we've seen a lot of him working with the down defensive ends during some drills, pre-practice, much like Derek Burgess did a lot.
Yep.
Derek Burgess spent much more time last year as a down lineman than a stand-up outside linebacker, right? Would you say that's fair?
Now, maybe if Cunningham can play the run and just be solid and fine out there and get five meaningless sacks like Burgess did, I guess that's good enough. But
you're so condescending.
Meaningless.
Well, they were meaningless.
I know.
They were, but it's the way you
said
it.
Tell me one you remember.
I can't.
Thank you.
But, you know,
if he can do that, maybe that's good enough.
I can't rattle off the TBCs either. And he had 10, and, you know, I don't really. They didn't have any real meaningful sacks last year.
Their only playmaker was number 75 up front.
That is accurate. I can name meaningful plays he made.
Yes.
John, you're going to be able to watch the game at all?
I'm going to be able to watch it on NFL Network after.
Yep. So, because it'll be, 8 o'clock where you are?
No, I'm actually in New York still.
Oh, you're back here.
What time do you get off your shift and you know, tally up tips and stuff?
So mean.
And when are you going to write us into that episode?
I actually already have notes on an episode that I want to do in the upcoming season, and
I'm crossing in now.
Give me my time.
Make sure I'm still in it. You know, this is all in good fun when I make fun.
When do you guys go back to production?
You have to let us know so I watch. The
question we all want to know. I don't really know. I just know the show got picked up for two more seasons, which is awesome.
Well, congratulations.
Well, that's good.
That.
That's good job security.
And you did
then.
Get rave reviews for your work.
Yeah, Freddie loved
Fred
it.
Loved
I loved it,
it too.
Fred's
wife is a big fan of the show.
Yeah,
that's very nice. Yeah, I heard that his wife is a fan of the show. That's great.
Yeah, Mrs. Fred,
she's the one.
Again, Andy, with the subtle barbs.
It's what I do. It's just jokes. It's all funny. John, he's a comic
writer.
He knows.
I take it with a grain of salt. I love Andy.
Thank you. How do you get paid? And I don't want to know money here, but in all honesty, do you get a weekly paycheck?
Yeah. It's kind of a pain in the ass, actually, because I don't know if it's USA Network or Universal, but they have their business affairs. I'm still not paid for my entire work on this past season. They send a check to my agent. My agent takes their fee, and then the agent cuts me a check.
Ah, interesting. Okay. Proceed.
It's kind of convoluted.
I just always wondered.
So we have no shot at having a pass rush this year at this point.
Pretty much.
Well, unless something dramatic emerges in the next couple of weeks.
I don't know how you can say definitively no before you actually see them play a down. I mean,
okay.
Early
signs are not encouraging. Tonight, I'll tell you.
Early signs are not encouraging.
No, I mean, once we get into the regular season,
okay,
you kind of see how they play.
What would lead you to believe they're going to have any semblance of a good pass rush?
Based on what I've seen so far?
In last year?
Nothing.
I mean, I still think we might have seen the best from Tully Bantakane last year.
No, listen, I'm not arguing with you on personnel. You're absolutely right. I'm just saying it is a new year. They might change the scheme a little
bit. Doing dishes over there, John? What's going on?
Somebody ordered a new cup of coffee. Got to get to him.
I mean, there's two things.
Brandy. I was teeing it up.
There are two things that that could change, Andy, and one is the way they go about it, you know, schematically. They might find better ways to maybe confuse offenses. And two, this is a stretch. Maybe the secondary is better and gives you more time to get after the passer. A stretch.
I don't think that's granted. A huge stretch. I think that's our only hope, though.
I agree, and I felt a lot better about that Monday night and really early Tuesday morning until I saw the Saints take the practice field with the Patriots.
But based on the personnel that we have, I would say that right now your pass rush is probably not as good as it was last
right.
year.
And
I don't think that's unfair to say. I mean, no. They had a guy, that's as right. meaningless as they were, who had 5 sacks last year. The 4 guys that are trying to replace him have combined for not 5 sacks in their career, I would think.
And he was the guy that came in, the new guy, was a veteran who had at least a resume to fall back on.
Yeah.
We know nothing about Cunningham.
We know nothing about any of those guys. Ninkovich.
Well,
the only guy we know is Woods, and we don't
know. And we know
good.
Don't really like. No offense to Pierre Woods, he's a special team player.
Yep.
He's a good one. He's a good special teams player.
Did I read on the blog from one of you guys that Morrell actually has looked sort of okay?
Not for me.
Just that
he's been out. Yeah.
I mean, I think I wrote something the day he was carted off that he had been getting
reps
with the first group.
Yeah.
And, you know, he didn't look any different than any of the other guys.
I mean, no.
But, I can't say I've noticed him flashing off the edge or anything like that in any drills.
The only pass rushing I've seen in camp was from Will Smith. When he took the corner and stripped
and he plays for the other team.
No, I'm being serious.
I don't mean
I've yet to see that
the Fresh Prince
from a
Fresh
Patriot. Prince. I have not seen that from a Patriot. Not one.
TBC has shown up occasionally, but not like Will Smith.
Elbow
did that
me
day.
When he makes a play.
Yeah.
Oh, well, he's your guy too.
I love him. Best guy.
He is
best
a,
guy in
he
the
is
locker
the greatest
room.
Guy.
And but to the defense's credit, I'm not even sure Brady was expecting that contact from Smith because throughout, you know, before the Saints got here, it was always when you get to the quarterback. Hands off.
No, I don't even care about the strip sack. I'm saying the guy taking the edge. I've
he
yet
got,
to see a Patriot.
There a, he got there
now,
in a blink.
Now, to be fair, he did it against Aaron Hernandez, which I think is a mismatch, a huge mismatch.
He got
but
there in a blink.
I haven't seen that from any of the Patriots' outside linebackers, defensive end types yet.
Well, every time I start to think that, you know, we've got Belichick and Brady and the offense is actually sort of coming together,
yep.
I then think about what we always think about, which is the up front on defense and on offense, we suck. We have a really big problem on both sides of the ball. We can't score a touchdown. It's not because of our defensive front. It's because our offense sucks. And I don't think we should have given. I don't think we still don't think we should give Mankins the money. I think he's being unreasonable. But
defensively, I don't know if we suck
on both sides of the line. That's the part that matters.
Vince Wilfork is one of the best in the game. I think Gerard Warren is a very, very capable NFL starter. We don't know whether Ty Warren will be here September 12th or when. I'm not
Mike
so
Wright
down.
Mike
Wright
has proven to be a proven
I think
NFL
I'm,
you know,
I'm higher on the line this
guy.
Year, mm-hmm. assuming Ty Warren is involved in the mix, than I was last year. I'd rather have Gerard Warren than Jarvis Green. He's a better every down run stuffer.
That.
I think you have better
and
strength
Jarvis
there.
Green's another one of those guys I really liked a lot.
Right.
But I think you're right.
And
about
Mike
that.
Wright is
Gerard
good.
Warren's
so
better.
Assuming Ty Warren, again, is part of the mix, I feel okay about that.
I don't
front.
Think they suck on either line.
No.
I don't think that's
no, they,
a big strength.
No, but
and
they,
I do think they have a hole at left guard
yeah.
that could potentially be an undoing. But Dante is so good at filling these holes. Now, this is a tough one because you're starting to see, we've talked about this a lot on this show, you're starting a season right now, 2 down.
But my
he's used to
well,
a
yeah.
guy goes down in week 8 and you plug
and
a guy
plug in for a few
or a
games.
Guy goes down in the, for the playoffs and you plug a guy in. You're starting a season with your third best option at left guard. In their minds,
my
in
fear
their minds.
Is beyond that. Is the when Neal goes down, and now it's Copen to me takes a huge step back because he doesn't have two very good guards. Now I think you have potential for Jailbreak City up the middle, where guys are just running over somebody and getting free runs at the quarterback.
And we had the guy who talked about the Jets game last year, made a good point. You know, LeVore and was it LeVore
Connelly.
And Conley were in there together?
Yep.
Is it LeVore or LeVoir?
And, you know, it was okay, but you don't want to do that for 8-10 weeks.
Right.
And that's what you're going to have to do this year. Because you're right, Andy. Stephen Neal at some point, God bless him, he's going to go down. His shoulder's going to go out. It
right.
always does. He hasn't played 16 games and God knows when.
Now I have Wendell Conley Copen or whatever in the middle.
Or, you know, Gajcek, you know, who knows. And that's assuming the guys who are healthy, you know, Copen, Light, and Vollmer stay healthy. And by the way, Light and Vollmer missed significant time last year with injuries. Copen played all 16 games, but Light missed a bunch and Vollmer had a concussion. I know that's not necessarily an injury that you say, oh, well, we got to worry about that. But
But it happens.
It happened.
The thing that also is a little concerning to me, especially when we see the goal line situations where they can't punch it in, they're missing an attitude in the goal line. They're missing a toughness that Mankins always brought when he was in the lineup. Whenever you'd see him truck somebody, he looked nasty doing it. And I think that sort of fed into the mentality that you want on an offensive line. That seems to be lacking, particularly down in the goal line.
No question. He was the beast of the line. But beyond that, the most talented, not just the attitude, most talented, most durable. The one guy you can't say Paul's little thing about has missed time, was Logan Mankins. The guy who was always there is now not there potentially for the whole year.
Anything else, John?
Is the offense. I'm high on the offense. I just want to end on a high here when we're discussing these. I really think the offense could be better. I'm high on all these young
receivers. I think they will be better.
I totally agree with you. My worry about that is the line.
Right. Yeah, Brady will get out of the way. He does those little slide steps. He'll be fine. Why are you so negative?
Anything else, John?
I just think things like
I'm
the
good.
Super
Thanks,
Bowl.
Thanks, guys.
All right, well, enjoy the game at 11 o'clock tonight.
That's my point. The most negative point in Patriots history. I just think of things like the Super Bowl.
It's just a glaring example of how it can be the undoing of a great offense.
All right, in honor
and
of
I
our...
I worry about injuries now. I don't think right now the line sucks, as I said, but I think it has the potential to suck.
They have potential, Paul says.
Becky, come up with that word yet that you want to teach me? Nothing?
No.
Oh, she's tell just, them to go away.
Are you embarrassed because your dad? Do you use potty language with your dad?
He learned it from watching.
She learned it by watching him, right?
She sure does, yeah.
All right, in honor of our friends from the UK, we'll take some emails from the UK. Matt from Glasgow, Scotland. Hey, guys, love the show. Never miss it. Thanks for the great work on the PFW paper, the blog, training camp podcasts. I'd be lost without it. One quick question. Are you guys concerned about how early the bye week is for the Pats in week 5? Won't this long 12-game or more stretch hurt the Pats considering the injuries we already have and the nagging injuries the players have throughout the season? Keep up the great work.
I mean, I guess.
You'd
not
rather a huge
have
deal,
in the
but
middle
not
to
ideal.
The end, but
yeah.
I think it kind of actually breaks the schedule up nicely this year because we have the Thanksgiving game where we sort of have a de facto second bye week in that week after that weekend after Thanksgiving. So it kind of breaks it up, and you got a 5-game stretch, then you have a 7-game stretch in the middle, get a little bit of a break, and then you have the remaining 5 games. So
that's
in that
a
way,
very positive way of looking at it.
I kind of like it.
You know,
see, because Eric and people, I try to be positive. You like to fixate on Super Bowl 42.
A lot of people don't like the Thanksgiving game, particularly when you're not Dallas or Detroit and you have to go on the road.
Right.
Yeah.
Particularly when your wife is ranting about it for months and months after it comes out. I'm sorry. Is that just me?
Another one from the UK, Mark in Oxford. Guys, hope everything's okay and ready to go for tonight. Will the economic crisis finally caught up to me as I got made redundant from my job? Oh, that's terrible. Sorry to hear that. But as they say, every cloud is a silver lining. I get to see the game tonight. Yes, being over here in the UK, I used to work in the early hours of the morning. Tonight, for me, it's all about the rookies and the year two guys. The biggest thing that has bugged the life out of me for the last couple of seasons is our inability to wrap up and tackle well. If I see Merriweather tackling fresh air again, seriously, I will lose it. I want to see a big improvement. I predict big night for the trio of Edelman, Gronkowski, Hernandez. Fantastic work as always, fellas.
Hernandez.
So, no, that's too bad. Sorry he lost his job.
That's got to be the number one thing on the list, though, in terms of attractive... options for tonight. Andy said it right off the top.
Yeah, sure.
The young guns. I would include Tate in that mix.
Tate, Price.
Making big plays or run after catch. Those young receivers
are intriguing. Tate, Price, two tight ends. Those are the guys I'm really watching. Edelman, I'll throw into that mix.
Edelman in the backfield maybe.
Unique.
Hernandez may be in the backfield as a fullback, too.
But that's not exciting if he's lead blocking.
No one loves
the fullback.
I would anticipate them using him as a receiver coming out of the backfield.
Play action.
Wouldn't you?
Hope he has a helmet on.
We haven't really mentioned running backs or the running game too much, except in the negative when talking about the goal line situation.
Why are you pointing to Paul when you say the negative?
Well, because the adjective most closely associated with Paul is negative.
It's true.
Everything but Patriots.com, as Fred likes to say.
That's inaccurate.
Where is Fred?
But any excitement, any optimism at all about what we've seen from any of the running backs in this camp?
Kevin Falk has looked fine. Has looked as good. He's Kevin Falk.
No chance with anybody else, huh?
I haven't seen...
They'll be fine. I guarantee
I think
two
Taylor,
of them will have 100-yard games this year. A couple of them will score touchdowns, and they'll be the same committee.
I think Taylor actually had a closer resemblance to the guy we saw last summer, the last couple of days. Yeah. I don't know if anybody else felt that.
Saints, against the Saints. No question.
I thought he looked a little bit more like the guy we saw last year, because I thought he had a good camp last year, and he got off to a good start in the regular season. Mm-hmm. Had a touchdown in the opener, had a 100-yard game in the first month, and then he got hurt.
Yeah.
That's always a concern with him. He's dealt with injury problems his whole career. I think Sammy Morris looks like Sammy Morris. I mean, I think he's caught the ball well. He's made some plays and whatnot. Maroney, again, I haven't seen any of these guys look like they've made any huge leaps or anything like that. They are what they are. We kind of know what they are at this point. They're all serviceable. I don't think there's a star in there, though.
Okay. The Revis contract talk that we were engaged in a little earlier, we got an email about that from Wayne, who's trying to clarify the situation. Wayne from Newport, New Hampshire. He says, best I could find, doesn't agree on guaranteed money. The first one from Yahoo News. Revis is being fined $16,523 for each day he misses, meaning he's already out $181,000 or more. By sitting out, he also waived a clause in his contract which would have guaranteed him $20 million over the last 2 years of the deal. Also, by not reporting August 10, Revis will not get credit for this year as an accrued season toward free agency. Now, he also gets a Wikipedia news item that says, though Revis was not the first defensive back drafted in 07, that honor went to Leron Landry, the safety with the Redskins. He was the first cornerback taken. The New York Jets traded their first round selection, the first of their third round selections, yada, yada, yada. On August 15, Revis signed a 6-year, $30 million contract that included $11 million in guarantees with the Jets. So looks like there's a little bit of
fake money.
Yeah.
So he got $11 million guaranteed, but funny by missing money yesterday, gave up $20 million guaranteed over the final 2 years. That's $30 million guaranteed. So the whole $30 million was guaranteed?
Yeah, there's something.
It's not all adding up.
Inaccurate there, as our friend from the Sports Hub is wont to say. It's inaccurate.
Oh, Marcus Aurelius.
Yes, Marcus Aurelius Capellius. But, I don't know.
But that's clearly what they were talking about last night when they fell live.
Yeah, well, they might want to clarify it.
It might be,
and they might want to take a magnifying glass to it.
Might be as simple as one of those things. Nate Clements, he cost himself an extra $16 million by, I don't know, playing his contract. Remember that whole thing with the last year of his deal was automatically void if he played the first 4 years or something like that?
Yeah.
And now another emailer writes in, Revis rookie contract, 6-year, $36 million deal. So there seems to be inaccuracies or inconsistencies, at least, with this story all over. That's Leiden from Colton, California. And he continues, this is Lyndon from Colton, California. My wife and I just got tickets for the Pats Chargers game in October with the Patriots tailgating group. Thank you for mentioning the group in one of your webcasts. It's going to be awesome watching the game with 70-plus Pats fans. They do. That's your boy Chris Gokong, or Barry Enseong, as he's really known.
He's in Cleveland this year, I think, isn't he?
Cleveland and San Diego.
No, I mean really Chris Gokong.
Didn't he get traded? Because I think they're doing a Cleveland trip, too. So Chris Gokong can see Barry Enseong at the same time.
Chris Gokong on Chris Gokong.
But, yeah, you'll have a fun time.
Did you guys hear about that thing out of Britain? That they found that old house?
That thing out of Britain.
Older than Stonehenge by a ton, and it's from when it was actually part of the mainland. The house existed when it was still attached to continental Europe.
Yeah, it was in the
crazy
in
stuff
the news about it. Yeah.
All right.
Good job dismissing him, David. That's very well done there. Very well done.
Saw it in the news this morning.
Very well done. All right, let's see.
Coincidentally, Andy, you're Chris Gokong. You said he's in Cleveland now. If I'm not mistaken, he was part of that trade from Philadelphia with that
Alex Hall, who the Patriots claimed but didn't get.
Right.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break now because as Alex in Edmonton reminds us, hey guys, quick, Fred, time to get to the picks. So we'll be right back.
DFW in progress. Not your run-of-the-mill talk show.
Look, I'm not sure this place is working. The drinkers are smoking, the smokers are drinking, and the gamblers are having sex with everything that moves.
Patriots.com Radio.
So, Pat, what time does our flight get in? It
says here American Airlines Flight 505 gets in at 7:05.
Perfect. Game starts at 7:30. I suppose you know our gate number, too?
Yep. It says so right here on my phone, Brian.
Yeah, you think you know everything because you have one of those smartphones.
What's wrong? You're jealous because I can check AA.com, get flight info, gates and times, pretty much anything flight related?
I like to keep it simple. You know, that's how I roll. I'm old school. So I travel with one of these.
Brian, that's a cordless phone.
Right. No cord.
From your home.
That's right.
How's that working out for you?
To be honest, the range is somewhat limited. But only when I travel.
Find all the flight info you need for the big game or the big meeting at aa.com/mobile. We know why you fly. We're American Airlines.
Hey, Brian, it's Dad. I heard you won Patriot season tickets for life. Maybe we could grab a game together.
Who's this again?
It's Dad.
What kind of joke is this? You're not my dad.
No, I'm pretty sure I'm your dad.
Yeah, third one today. Okay. Dad, tell me, when's my birthday?
Oh, come on, Bri. You won Patriot season tickets for life. You want to talk about your birthday?
I'm hanging up.
Don't hang up on your father.
Oh, yeah. They'll be coming out of the woodwork once they find out you won season tickets for life on the New England Patriots instant game. You could also win $1 million instantly, plus a boatload of other great prizes.
I could do one of those quick adoptions. We could go to the game together and talk about the old days.
We don't have old days.
Good point.
Bye, Daddy.
Pick up the new Patriots instant game from the Mass State Lottery, masslottery.com.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Rock the Plaza every Saturday and Sunday, to the Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday, to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Here's what PFW in Progress would sound like if we had a bleep button.
They were flexible.
That's probably where we philosophically disagree. I think 2007 they said we had a team in
progress. He did it again! He did it again! Yeah,
that's unbelievable. We had a bad team in 06 that overachieved, and we had to do something different. Wow. That's what I think they meant. Again,
you,
I don't know. I'm having an out-of-body experience. I really, really apologize. It's twice in 2 years. This is what Fred does to me.
What is wrong with you?
I'm sorry. I don't know. I'm sorry.
Come on, guys. You know you can't say on Patriots.com radio, and you call yourselves professionals.
When did we ever call ourselves that? I don't remember. You never called yourself a professional, did you?
That's for sure.
Plus, we don't get paid. I believe that's a
necessity. All right.
To be a professional.
Back to the
biggest
inbox.
Reason why I've never said that.
TG and NJ writes in, subject line, no Fred means more football talk. Hard Knock segments are already on YouTube. You guys have to watch. I think the Jets are creating a big bullseye on their back when all's said and done. You got to figure teams will be looking to knock them off their high horse.
You know what the bigger issue is, too, though?
He's got more. But
this whole Revis thing is how important he is to the defense. Sure, we all agree.
Yeah.
But what happens? Okay, you give him a $5 million bump or something. Somehow you get him to show up, and then he breaks his leg week one.
Mm-hmm.
Does everybody go, well, we lost the most important
player. All right.
Right. Yep. Fred Kurch. All right. Nothing's going to happen this year. I mean, you're putting all your eggs in one basket.
Yeah.
And from afar, we know it to be true, but do you need to emphasize it as the head coach?
And as a player, if you're one of the other 10 guys on that defense, you're saying, well, hello, I'm still here. What, am I nothing? Can I not do anything?
I
would take offense if I were.
A lot
take,
of ways.
Yeah. I would take offense.
I mean, the bullseye is obvious. They have a bullseye.
Yeah, they welcomed it. The coach put it on
and
themselves.
That's fine. You just have to walk the walk. You've done all the talk.
TG continues, which teams have depth at the O-line such that the Pats might be able to go after a roster casualty? I hear that the Cards have some good depth at O-line. Which other teams could we focus on?
I have no idea. Not going to pretend.
Haven't really studied the other teams
12 days into or 14 days, whatever, how many days we are into training camp, I have. Yet to have time to really keep up with anyone other than New England.
But
couldn't tell you.
We don't know about Darrell Revis, the best corner in the game.
Wasn't he in
I like him.
Big weight.
Fat boy, yeah.
Yeah, weight argument with the team.
Yeah.
Maybe they disgruntled and they agreed to part ways.
I like fat guards.
Oh. Hamza in Toronto. Hey, guys.
I'm not doing the follow-up there.
Paul could play guard?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hamza, hey, guys. This Tuesday's show was truly one of the funniest I've ever heard. Barbs and insults flying back and forth in all directions. You guys have truly hit your midseason stride from the introducing the new radio personality, Angry Eric, to Paul having a watermelon baby. But the best part
I didn't say it on the air. Right now we need to say it.
Okay.
On Cape Cod week, a man was having chest problems, thought he had cancer, couldn't breathe, coughing sick.
What was the problem?
Went to the doctor, and there was a pea plant growing in his lung, the wall of his lung. He had swallowed a pea.
So it got lodged
down
in
the wrong pipe, was in the lung, and it was a 2-inch sprout of a pea plant growing in the wall of his lung. So don't laugh so much about him having a watermelon growing in his belly.
But as Paul correctly pointed out, he didn't get that way by eating too much watermelon.
It only takes one seed. It's like real pregnancy. It only took one seed. Only once. You only got to slip up once.
Oh.
Now, normally I would shoot back with something about Andy's head here, watermelon.
Yep.
But I think the more accurate one would be the ones that he has under his arm.
Right. Hamza continues. The best
part. No news report about that. And as you can tell, I listened and watched the news this morning. I knew about Britain having a home that was as old as it was when it was attached to. How did it move?
Yeah, thrilling news item. Right, David. The best part was when Fred finally got called out for going too far with his awful pronunciation. See, mano, Nick Kasher, or constantly saying Revis instead of Revis, or just belching loudly in the middle of every email. Well done, whoever it was that called him out. Keep up the good work, guys. High comedy indeed. Well, it's game day, and so we finally get to see what a defense full of Marcus Morells, Rob Ninkoviches, and Patrick Chung's look like against the Super Bowl champions.
Can we, I'm not the biggest Patrick Chung fan, but he's not really those guys.
No,
he's a second-round pick who didn't play much as a rookie. He's getting his opportunity to show what he is.
Right.
Okay.
My prediction, this is Hamza again, my prediction is it will not be pretty even against the backups. Oh, well, perhaps then we'll have no choice but to pursue and overpay Aaron Schobel. But in honor of game day, here's a little over-under fun for you. Okay? You guys ready for this?
Over-under fun.
Yeah.
Didn't I have one of these I wanted to bring up later?
Yeah, you did.
You did.
I think these estimates are pretty reasonable for the 2010 season. What do you guys think? Wes Welker, 90 catches. I'm going to say under, but just barely.
Yeah, right in the ballpark. I'll go over because I look at things positively. So.
Okay.
I said over.
Torrey Holt, 35 catches.
Under.
I'm going to go under as well.
I'm going to say under with that one as well.
This is an over. Gronkowski, 5 touchdowns.
Over.
I think that's a really good number.
Yeah.
I'll say over, but that's a really good number.
Hernandez, 5 touchdowns.
Under
as well. Bante Kane, 6 sacks.
I'm going to say over.
Push.
Good, Andy. Push. That, as Fred would say, that's the correct answer. Jermaine Cunningham, 4 sacks.
Wait, does Bante Kane get that half sack that comes like 2 months after the game
that
gets
him an extra couple mil? Maybe. We'll see. Cunningham, 4. I'm going to be positive
over.
And say over
yeah,
as well.
I'll be positive
would you
say
Paul?
For he said,
Cunningham?
Is this a cookie? I'm going to eat it.
Cunningham?
Cunningham, 4?
I already answered that one.
I didn't hear you. Under? Okay.
Under.
Randy
that's
Moss.
He's opening.
Randy Moss, 12 touchdowns. I'm going to say over.
I'm going to say that's the right number.
You're going to push?
Push.
Okay.
I'm going to say under.
It got right up there, and I just push.
Okay. Brady, 28 touchdowns.
Over.
That's a very good number.
Radio Paul, you
can't
nod.
That's his average, I think, for pretty much his career. So,
Becky, what do you think?
I'll say over.
You want to answer for Paul Brady? 28 touchdowns, over or under this year?
I'm going to say over.
She really does not like being.
We'll give you time to think about it. We'll come back.
You
want to
be a dancer? You got to be in the spotlight sometime. The spotlight's shining. Let's go perform.
Give her acting lessons, dancing
lessons.
I was going to make her a big star.
She has no idea what you're talking about. So
no,
just...
but Eric does.
Of course. New England Patriots.
John and
Ellie
laughing somewhere.
Patriots wins 10 under.
I think that's the number. I've been saying 10 and 6 all along.
And Andy, you have to say under because the number you're most closely associated with is.
No. I'll tell you, unlike Fred, who has to wait till January, I will tell you September 13th.
Okay, after the first game. Right, because as you said, the first game will
put a lot of importance on this first game.
I'll say under, though.
Of course you will. And then you'll pick them 16 straight wins.
No, I won't. Fred Kirsch, three incidents of not having his mic on at the start of the show.
Over.
Over. Come on. That's too low a number. Perillo. Oh, did you want to venture a guess, Paul?
I agree with the crowd.
All right.
Over.
Perillo. Three incidents of verbal or physical assault on a middle-aged woman or incompetent landscapers.
Over.
Oh, yeah, over.
I'll take
easily.
Over on that.
Hart. Three counts of making fun of special children or running into a parked car.
Oh, under.
That's way over.
That's over.
You're quite insensitive.
Two mistakes of the year have already passed.
And me having one girlfriend on the continental United States.
Under.
I'll take the under on that.
Although, wait.
Gotta go with history.
When is this? Is this in the next
season.
Year?
In the, the season.
Because when you go to Africa, you'll lie and say you met someone in Africa.
All right. That's Hamza in Toronto. Thanks,
Hamza. Get one of those National Geographic chicks to fall in love with you.
So wrong.
Ian, do you want to throw yours out there now?
You're over-under game.
You're an over-under
There's
game.
A young lady in the room.
You're such an idiot.
we
apologize for Andy. She's not even paying attention, which is good. So
what will be greater, Rob Gronkowski's touchdowns or 10 times that number for Hernandez? So, 5 touchdowns for Gronkowski, 50 catches for Hernandez.
Gronkowski touchdowns.
I agree.
I'm going with Hernandez on that one.
Otherwise, Hernandez is going to break the record of 96.
Did you use the word catches for Hernandez? I think everybody knows what you meant, but did you actually use receptions? 10 times, you know. I think you said touchdowns or 10 times that for Hernandez.
Oh yeah.
I used the word catches.
10 times as many catches for Hernandez.
Hernandez is not going to have 90 touchdowns.
Right. No, I think everybody knew what you meant, but I don't know if you actually explained it the way you did.
I'm going with Gronkowski, obviously. G-Force.
Did you have another one? Another one of those games, or was that the
one?
No,
did I tell you one?
Was that? I thought you had more.
My memory's not so good.
Maybe. Okay. Let's go back to the UK. Owen in Belfast. Hey, guys. Need help of Patriots Nation. As a Patriots fanatic outside of New England, it's hard to catch all 16 games every year. I'm limited to watching online streams every week, which don't always work. NFL.com offers a season package for those outside the U.S. for $280. As a student, this seems pretty steep for 16 games, but I might have to suck it up and pay. Just want
to
know.
$280 to watch it on
a little screen.
On your computer?
Right, which doesn't
that
always
may
work.
Or may not be fluid and may.
David, you're shaking your head. You familiar with the.
Yeah, it's the right cost, yeah. And it depends on your broadband connection.
Right.
As, well, as you said. If you've got a slow broadband connection, it stalls.
It's going to be like a slideshow, freeze.
It's crazy.
Have you,
do you invest
in that, or how do you keep up with the team when you're over there?
Can I say that possibly some of them the means of getting
internet. Yep.
Fred often promotes them.
Gotcha.
May not be 100% legal.
Duly noted. We'll move
on
then.
100% cheaper?
Yeah.
So just want to know, have any PFW listeners paid for this package, and do they think it's worth it, and what other ways are there to watch the games? It sucks not seeing the Pats every week. And now a few questions from
Owen. Wait a second. We should set up, not by us, but if PFWinProgress.com on their chat room wanted to set up a thread where weekly they would help each other
globally. Sure,
that's a great idea.
To
do with it, but
it's
if they
idea.
Wanted to help other fans stay informed as to how to watch games globally,
it's a great idea.
That might be a good running link for them to have on there.
Okay,
but again, I'm not in any way involved. I'm just saying if they wanted to.
That's a very good idea. A few questions from Owen in Belfast. What's the story with Ron Brace exactly? Was he injured and so he couldn't pass the physical / conditioning run, or did he just turn up in bad shape and can't pass that said conditioning run? There are a few more questions, but we can start with that one.
I don't know.
Starting to think the latter.
Yeah,
starting
no
to think
idea.
That, you know, Mike Reese, you know, who we always bring up here, is as prepared and thorough as anyone on the beat, asked a question to Belichick about PUP with regard to Brace. There have been reports that he is actually on NFI. Now, it's a minor difference. It's no difference at all to his status right now, but it's a minor difference in terms of the classification because of that conditioning run. PUP would indicate he showed up, didn't pass the run, and that's why he's on PUP. NFI, to me, would seem to indicate he showed up to camp with a pre-existing injury and didn't take the conditioning. It prevented him from
doing it.
My guess is that he didn't pass the conditioning run. That's all you guys see him doing at practice, right?
Oh, yeah.
Working toward that conditioning run.
And then he follows the defensive line around for drills and whatever after he's done that.
So I don't know what physically has prevented him from passing it, but my guess is that he hasn't passed it. And Nick Caserio specifically said he failed the physical.
Right.
And one of the ways that you fail the physical is by not passing the run. Right.
But you could also fail it if you came with an injury from the summer.
That's why it doesn't answer the NFIP.
Bottom line
question.
Is his career is passing him by.
Yeah.
The beginning of the end has begun.
I am very worried for him that he could turn into the next Chad Jackson.
Well, I mean, he's there.
I know.
And we talked a lot about those young guys that we didn't know anything about at the time. You know, Brandon Dedrick, Cade Weston, Daryl Richard.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where those guys stand. Those guys are getting reps out there, and some of them are getting reps in important times on goal line situations, and they're showing up.
Right.
Ron Brace.
I mean, give me a reason why to keep him around. I got nothing.
Just the investment. Second round pick.
Even the Ty Warren injury hasn't really helped Brace yet because of all those young guys.
I mean, at the very least, you put him on IR like Sean Crable last year. You give him that chance in the third year.
To beat feet.
Well,
I mean, you have a group of young defensive linemen that some of which are showing more value than he ever has shown.
Right.
He, in some way, wasn't prepared to start his second season. After all spring, he told us, you know, he understands it now and everything that went wrong, blah, blah, blah.
And I'll put myself on that. He
told
me I was looking for that improvement. I was, you know, I thought that he learned some stuff, talked about studying film and things like that.
Seems like a nice guy, but doesn't seem like it's going to work out here.
Next question from Owen before we go back to the phones in a little bit. I haven't heard much about Algie Crumpler. How's he looked so far in camp?
Good.
And Paul's talked to him, seems like you said earlier.
Yeah,
seems like a nice guy.
We talked about him earlier in the show. I think
hasn't dropped anything that we've seen.
I don't think he's going to be a hugely productive pass-catching tight end. I do think he'll be out there in run situations. And Belichick talked a lot about his leadership and veteran professionalism.
And he had a nice touchdown yesterday.
Yeah, he's caught
Brian
everything.
Hoyer,
I mean, when he is targeted and he gets his hands on the ball, he catches it. Well, and you made a good point about that, Andy.
He made his career catching rockets at his ankles from Michael Vick and poorly thrown balls.
Right.
A lot of them, you know, 80 a year.
And he's older. He's in his, 10th year now, but he still seems to have some of that agility, athleticism, even though he is a much bigger tight end than we're used to seeing.
He's more athletic than people give him credit for because he's 300 pounds. He was an incredibly athletic tight end early in his career.
Yeah. But he's always been fat.
He hasn't been lately, but he's been a very athletic
guy.
He
was a 265-pound rookie and is at least that now and probably quite a bit more.
He's listed as 275 now. He's probably even more than that.
So I'll give, you know, Vince Wilfork.
Yeah, Vince is also listed at 325
in his bra.
What do you think Algie's 40 time is?
Similar to Paul's. That's giving you props, Paul. I'm
right now
listening to this guy.
4 minutes to run the 40.
Forever.
Final question from Owen. What free agent acquisition this offseason will make the biggest impact in 2010? Well, they didn't have a whole lot of them.
Basically, you're talking Warren, Lewis,
and or Holt.
Oh, Holt. I suppose you could throw him in there.
I'd go Warren or Dane Fletcher.
Technically a free agent. Yeah.
Yeah, I would say it's Warren or Crumpler. For some reason, I think Lewis is a little bit in the back on that. I think Warren's probably a pretty.
Especially if the other Warren is down.
Right. Yeah, it'll be someone along the defensive line, I think.
Sure.
All right, back to the phones. Brian in Baltimore, what's going on?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
First time caller. I just wanted to say I love the show. You guys are awesome.
Thank you. Do you know Brad?
No problem. I just wanted to ask a little bit. Did you guys hear about Chris Chambers and his little...
No, what happened?
No, I didn't. What happened?
I guess he got married on July 24th to his stalker. He had a girl that had 11 misdemeanor counts against him, he had 11 misdemeanors against her, and apparently they just recently got married. I don't know if you guys heard anything about that.
I did not hear that. I haven't been on the blogs lately.
Yeah, if it didn't happen in Foxborough, I don't know about it. But
you get kind of tied up in the day-to-day point A to point B stuff. That's really interesting, though. That's a bad message, man. That only encourages it.
I could
keep stalking him, and eventually he'll see that I'm normal.
Exactly. Well, I don't know if it was just a way of him trying to not tell his wife and basically say, this girl's stalking me, I'm not cheating on you or whatever. But it just was a crazy story I heard this morning. I had no pain.
Yeah, that's kind of like the Dirk Nowitzki. He had the stalker thing. Didn't he have a kid with a stalker somehow, or there was some issue with him? It's not good. Never a good idea to marry someone who you have 11 complaints against.
Yeah, I mean, he brings up a good point. Maybe it's not really stalking, but... his mistress or something like that, and
It doesn't matter. It's nothing weird. Good is going to come from this situation.
That's weird.
Nothing. We've had enough of them in the past with Steve McNair and what's his name from the Bengals, Chris Henry.
She was a...
No, but I'm just saying tumultuous relationships lead to bad endings.
Sure.
You know, if there's smoke there, if there's police involved various times, at some point it comes to a head and it's bad.
Yeah.
What else you got, Brad?
That's weird.
I also want to know, I'm curious, at this point in the in preseason, who do you think farther ahead, offense or the defense as a whole?
Offense.
Really? That's surprising because you guys are usually saying how bad the offense is doing.
Doesn't matter. Talent-wise, puts them ahead immediately. Oh, I can tell you who they are. I mean... I don't know who the defense is, never mind how they're going to perform.
Fewer questions on offense.
I know what Brad's point is, though, because we keep writing that the defense won the goal line battles, the defense has stopped this. But I think generally, 7-on-7s, passes are completed. Team period, passing work, red zone, touchdowns.
Every day Gronkowski catches the touchdown. Every day Hernandez has a couple big plays. Every day Moss has
his
plays.
When they've run the ball on the goal line, the defense has dominated. The defense has had a couple of good days pass defense-wise. But overall, I agree with Andy. I think the offense has probably had the edge.
Yeah.
And they're better. I mean, they should have the edge.
They are better.
They're the more proven personnel.
They're settling into roles, I think. I mean, you're starting to get an idea of who could contribute, who could be part of game plans on a week-to-week, month-to-month basis.
And the offense also, Brad, looked, I thought, pretty sharp against New Orleans.
Brian.
Oh, I thought it was Brad.
Just because from Baltimore, they're not all the same in Baltimore,
I'm sorry, Brian.
It's all right. No worries.
You know, unlike Andy and Eric, I'll admit that I made a mistake. I resign.
You apologize a thousand times, right?
to you.
All right, Brad.
I do think the offense looked good against New Orleans. I will add
keep calling.
Gonna be, you going to be able to watch the game tonight?
I probably not. I don't think I get it out here.
11 o'clock, NFL Network.
NFL Network.
NFL Network? Oh, okay, definitely.
Get some crab cakes and go watch the game.
You got a DVR? Set that down.
Oh, absolutely.
Old Bay seasoning.
Crab cakes and football, Andy. That's what Maryland does.
That's right.
Peace
out.
All right, thanks for the call. First time. A lot of first timers we got so far on
the
show.
It's like wedding crashes. What are you kidding me? I'm making it rain out here. Crab cakes and football.
That's what Maryland does.
Ken, who wrote in earlier from New Mexico, has a suggestion for our friend over there.
I really have no memory because I don't remember anyone from New Mexico or named Ken.
You really have a terrible memory.
Yep. Short
term. It was less than an hour ago.
That's offensive.
that's Kevin, the new guy, by the way.
That's Kevin, just offending everyone.
First time ever we've called him by his real name because he's offending people.
Right.
His advice.
Kevin Collins.
And this is the emailer, Kenneth from New Mexico. Tell the student
in the
UK.
Dance, apparently.
And tell the student in the UK, skip the live broadcast streams. Just get the NFL Rewind. $40. You can't watch the game live, but... can watch it within hours of the game being over, just like the replay on NFL Network tonight. And you get to see it commercial-free, he adds, which is another positive. So that's one option, keep in mind.
All right.
Maybe he didn't know about that one.
You got the other option of, you know, finding a way to see it.
Right. That may or may not be above board.
There's a way.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying.
I was just trying to figure out if you had a
looking for the way, I might go to pfwprogress.com where they'll open up a thread.
Ay, ay, ay.
But I'm not involved. What is he doing?
Give
He's like,
me
Fred,
a break. Sorry.
Did you take a nap?
That was very good.
Read
Paul
an email.
Does a very good impression of that clip of Felger. I've never heard him say anything else about Felger, but that's a really good one that he has.
Kevin can't find it.
That's okay. He usually can't.
He's going to say the machine, it's overheating.
Elliot in Philly writes in, fellas, longtime listener, big fan of the show.
Give me a break.
Yeah, see, that sounded like Paul imitating Felger.
Give me a break.
Go on.
All right, it's enough.
Looking to purchase a new navy blue Pats jersey, as the last one I bought was Corey Dillon. I'd like to buy one of the rookie jerseys and was wondering when the rookie's jerseys hit the pro shop. And also, if you guys had to choose a rookie jersey to buy, how would you pick?
Wait,
I wonder what Andy's going to say.
Based on not only how good they will be, but how long they will stay in New England. Thanks. Keep up the great work.
Are
Elliot
we talking authentic
Philly.
Or?
He doesn't specify. I just assume authentic when people...
Because authentic, you can get anything you want anytime you want. You can order it.
Customize.
Yeah, because I mean, you can put your own last name with any number combination.
Right.
As long as you have a lot of money, they will make it for you.
How do you feel about those people, Andy? The people that, you know, will take like Tom Brady's number but put their own name on
I'm
the back
okay
of the
with
jersey.
It.
Just curious.
Mike, okay. Mike and Sharon had one at practice the other day.
They did.
Belichick.
Number one on it, and Belichick on the back.
That's good. I like it.
It is what
different.
It is.
It's unique.
So for players, you don't like the number one on a jersey, but for the head coach, it's okay?
Well, it's symbolic. It's not a real
sure.
player. It's
no, it is.
It's on the field. It's a symbolic gesture that clearly Mike and Sharon would take Belichick over Brady. He is number one. It starts with him.
Right. Just want to clarify.
I learned today that Doc has a number one jersey, a customized number one jersey.
Does it say
jersey.
Doc on the back?
It says Dvorkin on the back from Syracuse.
Oh, Syracuse, not a Patriots.
So it doesn't really count. But
is it orange?
I'm not sure. You'd have to ask him. He says he never wears it, but I don't believe that.
Probably navy blue.
I bet he wears it. Forget it.
I bet he wears it to bed.
That's what I was thinking, but not to sleep.
Why do you even think about such things?
With his feety pajamas?
That would be funny.
His footy pajamas, his glow-in-the-dark footy pajamas.
All right, Mike in Pensacola, men of PFW. My question has to do with wide receiver.
And lady today.
That's right. Let's not forget.
Eric's here every day.
Good, Paul.
Eric, you have a dancing Good career Paul. In your past, don't you? Would you like to have a dance-off with our guest?
No, she'd beat me hands down.
I know.
Do you have a dancing past?
No.
That's the
I just
one
said
area.
That three times.
The one the one area that he's not an expert in.
It's the one art that he's not skilled in. You know, that and everything else.
Performance art? No. Anyway, given the poor performance of Torrey Holt so far in camp, what are the odds that the Pats cut him and give Tate and Price a chance to play more meaningful roles in the offense? I thought Holt had the potential to get 600 yards receiving and 4 to 5 TDs this season. Do you think it's overly optimistic given if he makes the team? Also, how has McCourty looked so far in camp to you guys? I heard Mike Reese say he looks like he belongs out there and has a great grasp of what's going on in coverage. Any chance he gets to be the starting cornerback on the outside later in the season and we kick Butler into the nickel spot?
There's a chance.
I am always in danger at this time of year of overrating guys. Andy makes fun of me all the time. Darius Butler was the guy I fell in love with last summer. McCourty is that guy for me in this camp. I agree with Mike Reese's interpretation. Matter of fact, we'll make fun of Mike here. He probably stole that from Andy and I.
It's true. It became a three-man race in terms of reps.
Yeah, about halfway through, it was always Butler and Bodden, and then McCourty would come in as the nickel and then occasionally get reps rotating. All of a sudden, it became Butler and McCourty rotating. Then it became all three of them rotating. So I don't think either one of those jobs, especially now with Bodden's injury, that was before Bodden got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think any of those jobs are locked up. That's, I think it could be Butler and McCourty just as easily as it could be Bodden and Butler. I really think it's an open.
That's entirely what my Pulse story for this coming issue is all about.
And
is that
I'll throw one guy in there who I think is probably flown under the radar all summer. I had written him off as Terrence Wheatley.
Terrence Wheatley.
I think he's played very well in camp. I've seen him play well in camp before, particularly his rookie year. I thought he had a strong camp. I think he's been a noticeable presence out there when he's gotten an opportunity.
At this stage in his rookie year, he was getting a lot of the reps that McCourty has been getting, going up against Moss, getting time in that left corner spot.
Yeah.
He did pretty well back then for a couple of the first few weeks of camp. Then he started getting the injuries piling up and had some misfortune. I think now he even said it the other day. He's healthy and feeling not necessarily more confident, but at least comfortable in his role, and he doesn't worry too much about the future. He just takes the day by day, every opportunity counts kind of thing.
Because he's not in year one anymore. Now you're in year three. There's a different barometer, expectation, timetable.
But I think being relaxed is good for him. Because a lot of players, when they get in this situation and they get too tight and think too much about the competition, it could hurt them. If you're relaxed and take that attitude, you know, whatever comes, then he might have a better chance. Maybe that's why we're seeing him play the way we've seen him play this camp.
And the one thing I like about him, Andy, you bring this up all the time. When guys play Moss, they seem like they're beaten before the play even starts. They give him way too much respect, and they back way off. Wheatley doesn't do that.
Right.
And that's one thing I like about Wheatley.
Maybe that's
the way he plays
time
every
to
guy.
Shine, nothing to lose now. Everybody wrote me off anyway, so I might as well just get in his face.
He's going
to
get penalties playing that way. There's no question. He got penalties playing that way when the refs were here earlier in the week. But he likes to get his hands on the receiver. He plays physically. I want to see that. Nothing drives me crazier than the 15-yard out that gets completed like it's pitch and catch.
Yeah.
You know, when Randy Moss does it, okay. When every guy is doing it, and every guy has done that to the Patriots in the last two or three seasons, it drives me insane.
Ellis Hobbs made a career on it.
Ellis Hobbs
maybe I just
always
drink to get drunk.
Way off, and it's just the easiest. Any NFL guy can make that throw.
He's just playing drop-ins back there for no reason.
Maybe I just drink to get drunk.
Oh, God.
Why is
now
that relevant?
Now he's making himself chuckle and doing it.
Mike signs off with, thanks, guys. Keep up the good work. Hope to see you, Fred and Eric, at the Falcons practice next week. I'm a huge fan and never miss a show. Well, Fred and I will be there. Andy, Paul will not.
I'm sorry.
But we'll be here doing the show.
You'll be doing the
you.
Show on Tuesday.
Camp right. Flashback to Tuesday. Fred and I were sitting next to each other, and some guy comes up and goes, Ed, Andy, right?
I thought he said Ed, but then I'm like, well, maybe he said Fred and I didn't hear him.
He said
but
Ed.
That was good.
It was good.
Didn't miss a beat, though. Alex in Georgia, a.k.a. Paul's Boot from the PFW blog.
Nice.
One of our best commenters.
Yeah, says, hey, guys, and CBS. Tubby, and he puts in parentheses as if we didn't know who he was talking about, Paul. I'll be at practice with the Falcons on Tuesday in Flowery Branch. Looking forward to meeting you, Eric and Fred. Glad that Paul and Andy aren't going. Don't think we would see much of the field between Andy's forehead and Paul's belly. Oh. Hopefully the heat will go down some.
Rebecca,
it's been
do you think that's right?
Over 100 degrees with the heat
index.
Did
they make fun of me for being fat like that?
She had to cover her mouth. She was laughing so hard.
Take that as a
it's
yes.
It's funny because he's fat.
How about me? Do I have an enormous head? Huge.
Thank you.
She didn't laugh. She said, no, we have
she can, the best guest in history
on the show. Yeah, and the last guest that we had on the show came in and went, oh, my God.
He was overdramatic and a negative, negative man.
He is hostile.
David, we that always ask this nice question of guests that come on the show, especially guests who are not from the U.S. How did you become involved in football? How did you become a football fan, an American football fan?
I worked with a lot of Americans back in the 80s and the Super Bowl in 85 against the Bears.
Nice.
It seemed like just about everybody.
So you've been a Patriots fan since day one?
Yeah, pretty much everybody in the UK seemed to be rooting for the Bears, so I just decided to go for the underdog.
You felt bad. You took
How'd
pity,
that work out for
took pity on us?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Good call.
Yeah, and just stuck with it since then, and sort of the interest reignited probably 94, 95, around the Parcells,
Bledsoe era.
My
Drew brought it back.
I have to say, Paul, my favorite two players are Bledsoe and Coates. So
nice.
Yeah,
I'm with you.
It was a deadly combination back then. Yeah. Sure was, and we might have a new iteration of Ben Coates with Rob Gronkowski.
Iteration.
Same number, right?
Same number, 87. That's right.
Better.
Are they going to call
Gronk
him?
Is better? Is that what you just said?
After I said
are they going to call him Rob Winter Gronkowski?
No, G-Force.
That's funnier, though. That's funny. Yeah. Oh, Mr. Serious over here. No, you're talking about his pinky. We can't make fun of him that way. I'm talking about fast because he's getting mad. Oh, my God. So despite the whooping that they took in that Super Bowl, you still decided to remain a Patriots fan and a football American
well, he
football
took a decade
fan?
Off, he just said, and came back in the
no,
mid-90s.
But when he, yeah, but I mean...
Well, that Super Bowl loss will do that to you.
Yeah, but they weren't winning Super Bowls in the mid-90s.
It was difficult
no, I know,
to watch.
But he did take a decade off.
It was difficult to watch games in the UK in the 80s, early 90s. They used to show Super Bowls live.
On that Sky thing? Right?
Was it
no,
Channel
no,
2?
It was, on, it was just on...
Channel 2?
Channel 4, it or was 4? At the time. But then you just got occasional game highlights, and then it became more popular in the mid to late 90s, so there was more chance to watch the games.
And what do we get, one game live or two games live when we were there? I know Fox was on. When we got back to the hotel after our game,
right, there
Fox
was
on. I remember Dallas and Atlanta played. Yeah. There was a Fox game, which was a 4 o'clock game.
Right.
You know.
See, now from this season, ESPN will be showing the Monday night games live in the
UK that's cool.
as well.
So. It's a nice addition. You end up seeing, what, 3 games then a weekend?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Do you like wrestling?
No.
How about rugby?
I was just Andy thinking they used to go to Wembley Stadium and have like WrestleManias, big pay-per-views at Wembley Stadium.
No.
All right. Andy and I watched a couple of rugby matches on TV when we were over there. Do you guys, are you interested in?
I don't follow rugby so much. It's mainly soccer. Cricket, if you understand cricket, then.
Never understood
cricket.
It looks like baseball,
practice,
but it's...
right?
Yeah, at
the Patriots practice.
Oh, the Oval.
The Oval. I forget the name of the Oval.
Oh, man. What was that?
The Oval part. Not
was that place called? Yeah, I know.
But it was a cricket. It was an old cricket venue.
Key part.
Right. It was a cricket venue.
You see a game tonight at a stadium.
But you
did we have anybody make you feel worse about yourself than Andy Hart?
Very
well, besides
few.
Rebecca, who, by the way, just thinks that she can't understand how I fit in the studio today.
Is a very intelligent young lady who has
very observant
observation skills.
Exactly.
My head is not that large.
You called it soccer, but
you
don't normally call it
too.
That, do you? You just like it for our benefit?
No, I just call it soccer for your benefit.
Oh, okay. That's very kind of you.
I call
it
boring.
Very kind of you.
Paul and I were just discussing. We watched I think he was a Revs guy, walking down the entire tunnel out here to the locker room while dribbling the ball in the air.
Yeah, we saw that guy.
And I said to him, funny, it's a sport where their skills that they do just playing around are more entertaining than the sport itself. That's more entertaining than everything I've ever seen on a soccer field.
He's doing the talking fast thing again.
And who is he arguing
with? With us, it's easier to play soccer because it doesn't cost you anything.
Right.
You just get a ball.
Grab a brew.
Get to the park.
Don't cost nothing.
Roll out a ball and
kick it around.
Do you belong to any adult soccer leagues?
I didn't know where that was going.
I'm too old now, unfortunately.
Too old? I thought you were never too old
never
to play.
Too old.
Well, I'm 50.
Holy 50. Moses.
Yeah.
No.
Oldest guy in the room, yeah.
Yeah. You don't look it, though. Don't worry.
Yeah.
I played up until I was mid-30s.
See, no one makes anybody feel worse about themselves than Andy Hart.
I played till late.
That's because he has such low self-esteem himself.
Why don't you start a league? Plus 50.
Always lashing out.
You know?
It's
a defense mechanism.
I ruptured my Achilles tendon.
Him, too.
What? I missed that one.
He ruptured his Achilles playing.
Yeah.
And that was it. End of.
You know, Rebecca, that's why I'm so heavy right now.
Oh, man. You know, we do a tattoo feature every year. Andy does it called Pat's Ink. You got a subject right here, Andy. You got a lot. What's all that about?
That's a lot of flowers. And
that's like a half a sleeve.
And the other side, too. What's that? Is that a...
That's a Chinese warrior and then the Rebecca in Chinese Mandarin on the flag. So the warrior is supposed to be protecting...
Actually, Eric knows Chinese Mandarin. That's not what it says. Why do I feel like Fred Olmos?
You know, we have to channel him. He's not here, so.
Still a little worried.
All right, back to the inbox. Cormac, our favorite Irishman.
Drunk.
Guys, well, I thought about buying you lunch, but found myself too busy eating humble pie for what could possibly be the dumbest email I've ever sent.
What kind of pie?
Humble.
Oh.
Did we rip him the other day?
I think you might
did.
Have.
Oh, why?
Well, he explains.
From Ireland, evidently.
I think Andy probably got it right when he said it was because I was a drunk Irishman, but the problem was that I'd actually sobered up. You know how when you wake up the following day, you kind of forget bits of the night before? Well, Andy forgets bits of the last hour.
Hey,
but anyway.
Colonoscopy.
Well, I've been drunk the past few years, and the problem was on Tuesday, I sobered up and, of course, forgot lots about the past few years, including the cap not being in place. Remember he said about...
Oh, he was the guy who was ripping the other guy for his email.
See? Lesson learned. Keep drinking. Right, Eddie Mac?
Yes.
Now it's appropriate to play that drop-in. Of course, he's not paying attention back
there.
No, he
is. It's going to come. It's
always
maybe a little
I just drink to get drunk.
It's all about Ty.
Kevin's like a Brian Hoyer outpass. Couple clicks too late.
Right.
What the hell are you guys up to now?
Anyway, Cormac continues. This is what happens. First time I try and call someone out, Mike in Puerto Rico, Mr. Karma comes a-knocking and slams me down with a fist of comeuppance. So, Mike, just to cover myself, I think you're great. just to say that the only issue I ever have with sound on the podcast is that sometimes the callers are a lot lower volume level than you guys, so I have to turn up the volume when the callers are on or down when Mike is on. Only kidding, he says. Finally, I think it's a great idea about having listeners partake in picks this year. Please put me down in queue, or as Andy says,
Kiwi,
for that if you've started recruiting. I don't know if we've started recruiting in earnest, but we'll put you in the line, Cormac.
We're going to talk about
never do, maybe.
It's the way we work.
But. I'll even buy lunch on that day if I'm on.
Okay.
He'll
be taking part.
Yes.
This is a great sponsor for that. This week's lunch box
brought to you by. So that's Cormac from Ireland. Good stuff. He wants to buy us lunch.
So he's learned
to turn
never sober up again.
Cormac is the one who just got married, right?
He got married pretty recently,
within the last couple of months, anyway.
Right. Yeah, and he came to Florida for his honeymoon, I believe, he said.
I believe that's accurate.
And he was asking for advice on what to do down there.
Leave.
And we just said, stay in your hotel
room. It's a
miserable
state. Proceed.
Proceed. Brian from Connecticut. Guys, loyal listener for about a year. Love the show. Anyways.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, then I gave up.
Anyways, just got back from a trip to Baltimore. We had a lot of Baltimore lately.
We're big
in
the bay.
Show.
Crab cakes and
Chesapeake Bay.
Had the chance to visit the Ravens at a training camp at M&T. They have it at their stadium?
Apparently.
I don't remember there being.
I don't know. He was there. I believe him.
Why does he do this?
What?
I don't, well, he said that's where he was.
I know. I'm just saying. I don't remember seeing a lot of practice facilities around there when we went. I mean, we weren't looking out for it, but I just don't remember seeing it. Anyway, they have other open camps at their practice field, but this one day they do it at their stadium. Oh, I should have kept reading the email, and then I would have known.
It's often the case with you.
It was a huge event with a big turnout, the entire cheerleading squad, the marching band, lots of promotional giveaways. They let the people in an hour before practice, played an NFL Films video of last year's season on the Supertron
Patriots fans.
Before the practice started. The drills were similar to ours, but they had an announcer to tell us what the drill was. Well, that's what John Rook has been doing lately at practices. What to look for and to introduce players as they made their way onto the field. Love Pat's training camp, but I think one day of training camp in the stadium and making it a huge event would be awesome. I'm wondering why we don't do this. Keep up the good work. Sorry for the book. No, that wasn't long. We've had much longer emails than that before.
Well, there is the in-stadium practice is kind of like that.
But it's for season ticket holders only. He's talking about the general public.
Yeah, I guess.
For those little people.
Right. Small people. Small people as...
Tony Blair. No.
Tony Hayward. Actually, I don't think it was him. I think it was somebody else from BP, but point taken. Is Doc in charge of that whole in-stadium stuff? Would he have anything to do with the training camp practice?
I don't know.
Entertainment?
By in charge, do you mean he has any input at
all? Any input at all, whatsoever, yes.
He does in terms of, like, the presentation, like, the music and stuff like that.
Well, he is the director of in-game entertainment.
Yeah, but in terms of, like, deciding where it's going to be, whether it's going to be in a stadium or not, that's not his.
Big night tonight, though, huh? Debut of the big boards. You ready?
No.
Don't screw it up.
That's why Brian's here.
Brian who?
Like, he's not going to screw it up?
Brian who? You haven't
adding an extra monkey to the mix does not mean anything's going to go any smoother.
I don't know.
You don't know.
Just another guy to claim it wasn't his fault.
Right. Yeah, it's true.
But fans will be excited by at least one of the big boards tonight. Just saying.
The one near the lighthouse?
The one near the lighthouse, I've yet to see have a problem. Crystal clear, beautiful, pretty.
It's not as big as the other one, though.
That's what she said.
Hey. You couldn't help yourself, could you?
She's talking about video boards.
You went an hour and 55 minutes.
She's in high school.
Yeah, but wasn't the real office like created in the UK? The real show?
Yes, it was. Ricky Gervais was the star.
There you go, then.
That was a great show. Did you used to watch that, David? The original office?
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah. Extras is good as well, the show he did after that.
Extras was very funny, too. I saw a few of those. He's a funny guy.
Yeah.
We like him. Ricky Gervais.
I liked him on the... he did a good job hosting one of those award shows.
He did. You did. They knew when to cut it off, too. It was like, was it two series? 12 episodes, 13 episodes? And then they said,
Enough's
enough. Of course, here, they got to drag it on for 10 seasons like they do.
It's all about the money.
It's an extremes with American TV. It's either chopped after three episodes because nobody's watching it.
Right.
Or it goes on for 10 years.
That's the Andy Hart mentality. That's exactly what that is. Give it one episode. Oh, this is terrible. Cut it off.
I get annoyed with the quick cancellations.
Yeah.
I don't so much mind that they let it go. If something works and they let it go maybe a year or two longer than, you know, whatever. I don't understand how you can just say, well, it didn't work after three episodes or two episodes.
And then the one dumb show I choose to watch, Flash Forward, they just do a single season but didn't tell them they were canceled till the last week, so it's just never have a conclusion. We'll never know.
I think, especially when you have a show that has characters, you got to give them time.
Got to have characters.
Seinfeld
development.
Paul, do you remember when Seinfeld first started? It was a replacement, like one of those summertime replacements.
I don't remember the circumstances.
And they were off the air for a while.
But I'll tell you that I didn't really like it at first.
Or ever.
You didn't?
The early
shows, the early ones?
I didn't really like his.
Where they used to insert his stand-up more often?
I don't like his stand-up.
Hello, Newman.
I don't like his stand-up.
Wow.
I don't think he's that funny.
But the show you like.
So you
but
don't
love
think Eric
show.
Is funny because he's been compared
you know,
to Seinfeld.
One might go that way. And if you notice the reaction that Eric had when I said I didn't like his stand-up.
Means you don't like Eric. They're the same. Jerry Seinfeld, Eric.
No surprise there.
Same.
I could see Fred as kind of a George Costanza type character.
Oh, yeah. Easily.
Yeah. No doubt.
That make Andy Elaine?
Yeah, Andy could be Elaine.
Andy could be Elaine.
No, I'm not Kramer.
No.
You can make a good Kramer.
No, you're the mailman.
No one could do Kramer.
Oh, you would be Newman. You'd be Newman.
He could be Newman.
Hello, Perillo.
Hello, Newman.
All right, we got any more emails?
I'm crazy Joe
Tavola.
That
clock really is off. In Fred's defense, it really is almost 2 o'clock.
We were like 8 minutes late, so we have to go.
Actually, that's a good point. That's the best point you've ever brought up on the show.
He just doesn't want the podcast.
I appreciate it.
1:52.
Although we might be late for In the Net, the Revs podcast, so that would break a lot of hearts,
what?
I think.
Tough break.
Should I be a guest appearance and talk about the guy I saw dribbling down the?
You could. You know, you're. It's your favorite guy. What's his name? Man Salad or something?
Man Salad.
Now that was the funniest.
That was the funniest thing.
Is he on? Because he's the best player.
Always eat your salad.
Unbelievable, right. Andrew. I think Andrew in the Ukraine, but he doesn't say exactly. We don't really get too many other Andrews that write in. Are you guys doing a podcast during the game tonight?
No
we're not. Sorry,
we're working. Sorry,
we will.
Where are you sitting? Where are you guys sitting?
We're in section 214,
which is right over the visitors' locker room entrance.
Oh, I like
those seats
in the
like
corner.
That. That's
the
good level.
If you're
I
looking
like
on TV, it's the far right corner.
I think those
zone.
Are the. Those are really, really good sections. I think for the money,
right?
Value wise, those are the best.
If you
sections.
Can get in the club, the club's better. But
do you
those
know?
Are the next best
do you know how close to the row? Like how what row you're in? How
we're
close
in,
to the
row five?
Oh, so nice. Pretty close.
That's very good.
Yeah. You have good seats.
Maybe G-Force will catch it right in front of you.
You can heckle Drew Brees when he walks off the field and stuff.
Yeah.
You can. You can. You'll be close yeah. enough. You'll right? be close enough to heckle me.
Okay.
No, he can do it. He can do it right here. He's closer now. He's close enough now. He doesn't have to wait for tonight.
When the music is skipping and the big board's not working, that'll be the time
or,
to heckle.
Or when it's unedited, you know, one of those things.
When some song comes on and you hear F-bombs and...
We saw the screens working last night. We had a walk around last night.
Yeah, we were testing them last night, so...
They look good.
I told you it was them.
Oh, yeah, they are bright. They're big and bright.
Do they look extra sharp? Because you saw it from Patriot Place, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So did it look HD-ish?
Yeah.
It was my first time seeing myself in HD. It was pretty terrifying.
Yeah.
Aside from looking in the mirror.
Don't put your head down. That's not your best.
Wow. Paul, you were saying that...
He's got the sprinkler offense going again.
Nobody makes you feel worse about yourself than Andy Hart. Rod writes
gonna,
in...
He's going to make me feel worse about...
Take a shot?
No, Rod writes in about Andy. He says, just tried listening to the August 10 broadcast of PFW in Progress... Hard to listen to. Andy could use a coffee enema. Why is he so angry? Way too hostile to be on that show. Send him to anger management.
August
10th. Always...
When was that?
Tuesday.
Yeah.
I don't remember being angry.
The last show. You're always angry at some point.
It's not real anger.
Sometimes it is. When you start talking fast,
you people
that's real anger.
Energy and passion for
anger. Am I right?
There are times when you're real
angry. Am I right?
Yeah.
Rarely.
I don't remember Tuesday.
Paul was the angry one. He yelled at me for making a joke to start the show.
Not that quite to the contrary. You got mad, and I realized that you were making a joke, and I apologized.
I think Paul was
I
mad.
Never got angry in that
Paul was mad.
Scenario.
Can you read another email?
It's one of us the dog in this scenario? What?
Oh, read another email because we're talking about you, and you're getting uncomfortable?
No, if we want to keep going with how angry I'm fine with that. I just find it boring.
That's the anger people are talking about. That's why you need a coffee enema.
All right, so...
What is a coffee enema? Is that a real thing?
I don't know. Just quoting the email, and I learned I don't from think, listening to him.
I don't even really know what an enema is.
It's for people who are constipated.
I don't have that problem.
Exactly, so you wouldn't have to worry about it. And you don't like
you
coffee anyway.
The opposite problem.
Exactly.
But
the other
they
thing.
Really shoot it up your butt?
Well, you're supposed to do it yourself, I believe.
It says, it says coffee enemas are used to detoxify the body and evacuate the bowels.
Yeah.
See? Like you buy a cup of coffee and put it up your butt?
I don't know.
But that's how it's done, right? I'm not being... An enema goes up your butt.
Yes.
It's not like a diuretic where you take it. And
no, it's supposed to, right.
It's inserting coffee into your,
exactly.
It's like
a
you know.
Power washing
sure.
through the hole.
Right.
This town needs an enema.
Right.
Because I've always heard it and never really knew exactly who and how, like, do you do it yourself?
You have to do it yourself. Yeah, unless you have a very understanding spouse who would want to do it for you.
I just.
Dr. Jellyfinger?
Ooh.
So people really do them, though?
Yeah, I guess. There's a market. They've been around forever, right?
You ever had an enema?
Nope. Well, usually, it's something you have when you're a baby.
Oh, really?
Generally, yeah.
If you have a really young child
right? has problems.
But why wouldn't you just take...
Why are you pointing it?
You had an enema?
Oh, don't embarrass her.
Oh, yeah, don't embarrass her.
Oh, Dad, that's mean, Dad.
Pretend it never happened.
That's really mean.
But why
How
wouldn't
can you,
you
do that?
Just use a laxative? That doesn't work? You can't do it that way?
If it's really serious and nothing's coming out, then you just back up and back up and back up, and then they have to put it's like a
thermometer almost, right?
Yeah, yeah. Just insert it, and it sort of dissolves, and then everything appears rather quickly.
The old rectal thermometer.
Rectum, damn near killed.
How the hell did we get to this point?
The guy said he needed a coffee.
I know, but
and apparently
just,
it's a real thing. Like, whoever thought? You
in
know
a metaphysical
what,
sense,
I'll
Paul. How did we get to this
point?
We don't have enough time for that.
No, we
okay,
don't.
Okay, read a football email. I'm sorry. I wasn't clear enough in my last instruction. God. Let's end on football since it's game day.
Okay.
Should we make predictions? We got to make our picks. Want to go around the
table? The pick for tonight? To make our pick for tonight?
Who will be the story of the night? The most interesting performance, whatever.
The outside linebackers as a group.
I'm going
how they
young
perform.
Receivers. People will be pleasantly surprised. Will be happy. They'll say, this guy made a play, that guy made a play. G-Force leads the way.
As Fred would say, that's the right answer.
How about Mark?
But I think people will be concerned with what they...
Who's going to be the story of the night?
I think you're right. I think
Thank you. The
new receivers. I think so.
I think that's the thing people are going to be excited about and talking about tomorrow morning.
I agree.
The new receivers.
Okay.
Now, let's go a step further. Brian Hoyer, we expect to get extended action, maybe like the whole end of the game.
Could be the last three quarters. Yeah.
What will the reaction to said performance be? A call for veteran backup, playing without it, we got no net, or will he surprise?
I think he'll be fine. I don't think it'll be overly surprising. But I think he'll be fine.
He won't fall on his face.
Yeah, I don't think it'll be like Castle a couple years ago where they're like, we got to get rid of this guy, you know, whatever.
How much do you think we see of your guy, Zach?
Little, if any. Maybe a series to end the game.
We've got a better chance of seeing him covering a kick.
But this is
in all honesty.
He just hasn't gotten the reps. I'm just judging off of practice.
Yeah, you have to know the offense. And
I don't think they probably feel comfortable, although I wouldn't put it past Bill to throw him out there if they get the ball like on the 4-yard line. In the middle of the fourth quarter.
See how he reacts.
How he reacts. He did it to Hoyer last year.
And I think you're right about Hoyer. He needs as much, like Castle, he needs all the reps he can get.
No doubt.
Because if,
I'm just
God forbid,
that
it happens again and Brady goes down.
There's two going down the sideline and everybody's going, wow, this guy, he doesn't have enough.
Maybe.
Whatever.
But if he comes back next week against Atlanta and plays, he won't play as much. But if he plays,
make too much of it either way.
Right.
I can remember Kevin O'Connell against the Giants, I believe,
when
the throw.
The touchdown.
I couldn't have made that play, not just the throw, but getting there, you know, reading it and being on the same page. I couldn't have made that play a month ago. Yeah, a year later he was on the street.
Well, he was on the Jets, but
he's out of the league.
For a little bit. Well, he was on the
is he still with the Jets?
Eric Ainge is in rehab, so he might not be out of the league anymore, right?
Right.
He was on the way out. I know that.
My point is, we'll make too much of it. We all bought it. Oh, you know, he looks good. He see how much he's grown from week one of preseason to week four. Blah, blah, blah.
We all said we don't expect to see Welker.
No,
at all.
Wes is more.
Would be surprised.
Well, less is Wes.
Less is Wes. Is better. More?
Sure. I don't want him to get hurt. I'm not going to lie. I don't want to have a setback. There's no reason.
Certainly not in the preseason. I mean, if he's going to get hurt and it's inevitable, let's make it in the regular season so it counts.
How about Moss?
Yes.
I think you'll see those guys
for
10 to 15 snaps.
Yeah.
Their token two
because
series,
I think
maybe.
They need
all depends
to,
on how long,
how long
the series
goes. Start getting going on the offense a little bit. Getting these, you know, working with all the other, you know, Hernandez, Moss, Edelman, especially if Welker's not there, Edelman will probably be in that role. And then
put
the young receivers.
I'm going to put the Saints starters, Andy. I'm going to put Drew Brees at 15 to 18 snaps.
Yeah, I would agree.
Oh, good.
Kind of one of those numbers.
Yep.
Just throwing it out there.
Just from your years of experience watching preseason
and I don't know if,
games.
You know, but Dave Thomas, he came in, he did a nice job in a few roles for us. He was the F, he was the Y. He also said that, Sean Payton. The Saints media said was difficult to cover, didn't give you anything, and I'm listening to him, A,
right.
Run down the exact number of plays they're
going
to play.
Injuries.
The
oh, that guy, by the way,
Thomas
ACL.
Plays.
Yeah,
he did.
He talked about
Lionel,
it.
Lionel, somebody.
Lionel Hamilton.
I think.
Yeah, the first thing, Sean Payton, when he came off the field yesterday, first thing was, all right, I got an update on Lionel.
Right.
I mean, it was
knee injury,
yeah,
great thing.
We'll
see, find out more inside,
right.
Get evaluated.
Completely different way
he's
of doing
no Bill
things.
Belichick. He may want to imitate him at times, but he's no Bill Belichick.
All right, so... For those of you who are in New England, 7:30
like
tonight.
And Becky.
Right, yeah, get
cool.
In there.
7:30 tonight. David and Becky.
Why
Shaw.
I think it was Mark.
I don't know.
Mark in Oxford. Mark and Cheddar. We have a lot of Marks over there.
That's not so good.
Thanks for coming in, you guys.
Ear enema.
Thanks for having us.
Enjoy the game tonight. Enjoy Cape Cod and enjoy Egypt, young lady. When you
enjoy
get over
your
there,
shopping
and dancing.
Get lots of bags to bring home, and you enjoy handing out money.
But we'll be watching the game tonight, along with those of you who have the access via the internet. Those of you who live in New England, we'll be back on Tuesday. Andy and Paul will be in studio. Fred and I will be down in Atlanta. We'll check in at
we'll
some
hook
point.
Up with one of you, right?
No, we'll play it by ear, but we'll
Fred,
check in.
That's
we'll let
no.
You go.
We'll call. Fred.
No, we'll do it. And then you want to get accurate information? Then you call me. All right.
We'll get Reese on the phone.
That's fine.
Right.
All right. We'll see you on Tuesday.
That'll do it. another PFW in progress. We'll be back next week.
But we gave it our best.
Yes, and I guess your best wasn't good enough.
Patriots.com Radio.
I did my best, but I guess my best wasn't good enough.